Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump presides over today's first meeting of his Board of Peace, focusing on reconstruction and stabilization of war-battered Gaza. More than two dozen countries have signed on to participate in the board. The president will formally announce pledges of $5 billion for Gaza reconstruction. President Trump's chief White House spokeswoman says there are, in her words, many reasons and arguments that one could make for a strike against Iran. Nothing definitive at this point, but speculation abounds over the possibility of a conflict with Iran. Havana and Moscow have ties going back decades, and now communist Cuba is looking to Russia for oil to circumvent a U.S. blockade.
Cuba's foreign minister Bruno Rodriguez is meeting with top officials in Moscow amid worsening fuel shortages and blackouts on the island. He says deprivations are getting worse after President Trump threatened sanctions and tariffs on any nation that sold oil to Cuba. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is urging the U.S. to end its blockade and promised to continue supporting Cuba and protect the country's sovereignty. The waitlist for Cubans trying to buy fuel can stretch for days, and Russian companies have stopped selling tourist packages because the Cuban government won't provide fuel to the planes that land. Asked if Russian fuel shipments to Cuba could derail warming ties with Washington, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says they don't think the issues are linked. I'm Jennifer King.
Fierce winter weather is blocking the recovery of the bodies of eight backcountry skiers killed in an avalanche near Lake Tahoe in California. Ninth skier is missing and is presumed dead. Authorities trying to solve the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie say they may tap into DNA genealogy databases. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 183 points. NASDAQ futures are off 102 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have fog advisories again this morning throughout the area. Some dense fog in some areas already. We start to factor that in for the early morning ride. Around 5:10, we had a vehicle fire that at one point was fully involved northbound I-95 near the Caton Avenue ramp. And then we had a backup at one point that went back to the Beltway for the traffic coming up from Arbutus. The fire is out. The activity remains pretty much on the right side on the shoulder. Only a brief delay now at the scene. If you're coming north from the Beltway, just stay to the center and the left-hand lane. And again, the fog will be a concern for the early morning ride. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Our next weather maker is moving in later today. Otherwise, cloudy and cooler with temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Plan on rain by the late afternoon, early evening hours, and then soaking rain at times tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
37 degrees in White Marsh and 39 at Joppa Town. It's 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is criticizing Westmore for ending the state's 287G agreements with ICE, calling it despicable. On Tuesday, the governor signed two pieces of emergency legislation preventing state and local law enforcement from partnering with ICE. During a Wednesday press briefing, Leavitt said it's another horrible and frankly political action taken by the governor, and the people of his state are going to reap the consequences of it. Nine Maryland counties participate in 287G agreements, but they will have to end them by July. Harford Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor says the Maryland Sheriff's Association is discussing the next steps regarding the new law. And Fox 45 reports that Maryland lawmakers are taking another step toward keeping cell phones out of classrooms, with supporters saying the goal is to create a better environment for teachers and a stronger learning environment for students. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 271. The Pick 4, 2790. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the Ravens turned the page yesterday on franchise history at a 37-minute press conference in Owings Mills as the new head coach, Jesse Minter, introduced his new coordinators.
This is an exciting day, a great day for the Ravens. Introduce these three guys who will be a huge piece of our operation, our organization, all three in leadership roles on the coaching staff. And so couldn't be more excited about them.
Declan Doyle is the new offensive coordinator at the age of 29. He's the youngest OC in the league and the same age as Lamar. Anthony Weaver is the defensive coordinator, brings 7 years of playing experience and 14 as a coach in the NFL. And the special teams coordinator is Anthony Levine, spending 10 years in Baltimore, playing 146 games for the Ravens and is the all-time leader in special teams tackles. Meanwhile, an exciting finish in Milano Cortina for U.S. men's hockey in the quarterfinals yesterday.
Now Quinn Hughes. We played 3.5 minutes in overtime. Quinn Hughes shoots. He scores! He scores! Quinn Hughes in overtime wins it!
Kenny Albert had the call on NBC. Minnesota Wild defenseman Quinn Hughes with the game winner at 3:27 of OT wins it for the U.S. 2-1 the final. And by the way, Canada also advancing to the semis 4-3 in overtime over the Czech Republic. Coming up in 30 minutes where the O's need improvement in 2026. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Casey and Company program. Love having you here on the show. It is a Thursday, February 19th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. You're listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Coming up with the program this hour, when will Maryland fix the squatter problem that we have in this state? Is America's criminal justice system broken? Horrific stories coming out of the heartland on folks that have been let out of jail early and go on to commit heinous crimes. But our top story here today involves Poopgate.
Yes.
Oh.
Poopgate. Governor Moore pushing back against the White House, arguing over Poopgate. That is the hundreds of millions of raw sewage pouring into the Potomac River. It's still not contained. It's still a problem. And yesterday, Governor Moore said, before we get started, I know that everybody has seen the president's tweet about the sewage pipe spill. It is typically unhinged. It is riddled with insults, but it's also riddled with massive inaccuracies, the governor said. For the past century, the federal government has been responsible for the Potomac Interceptor. The sewage pipe that he's talking about is on federal land, and over these past 4 weeks, the Trump-Vance administration has failed to act. He claims that the EPA was invited to a hearing in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, but the EPA refused to attend. The governor went on to say, if this federal administration shows up to take action, Maryland will work collaboratively, as we always do, to be responsive and help keep our people informed about the plan to remediate change. Here's the way it works, as I understand it. The Potomac Interceptor carries wastewater from Dulles Airport from Virginia through the northern Maryland, through Montgomery County, which is Jamie Raskin's district, by the way. And then, of course, it is treated by the, and it's run and managed by D.C. Water. Now, the federal government has federal oversight through the EPA, but so does Maryland. Maryland has state oversight because the pipe is located in Maryland. So, again, both agencies have federal oversight, but there's something called the Stafford Act, and the Stafford Act says the state has to ask the federal government for help. They have to request help when it comes to a disaster like this, and apparently that has not come from this governor. At the White House yesterday, Caroline Leavitt explained what's going on.
The next step in this process is for any of the three local jurisdictions involved, whether that's the Commonwealth of Virginia, the state of Maryland, and Governor Moore, or the District of Columbia, to step forward and to ask the federal government for help and to ask for the Stafford Act to be implemented here so that the federal government can go and take control of this local infrastructure that has been abandoned and neglected by Governor Moore in Maryland for far too long. In fact, it's no secret that Maryland's water and infrastructure have been in dire need of repair. Their infrastructure has received a nearly failing grade in the 2025 report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers. This is the same grade they've received 5 years earlier. There has been no improvement under the leadership of Governor Moore. He's clearly shown he's incapable of fixing this problem, which is why President Trump and the federal government are standing by to step in. And for all of the environmentalists in the room and across the District of Columbia, let's all hope and pray that this governor does the right thing and ask President Trump to get involved, because it will be an ecological and environmental disaster if the federal government does not step in to help. But, of course, we need the state and local jurisdictions to make that formal request. That's part of the legal process to move forward.
And there's some dispute as to whether or not this is federal land, whether it's state land. We'll have to get into that. But apparently, according to the White House, they believe the pipeline is located. It's obviously located in the state of Maryland. As to who owns the land, we have to do a little bit more due diligence on that. But this is ridiculous that you have this kind. You've got tons of sewage every day pouring into the Potomac River, which obviously is not healthy. It's not good. People should not be drinking or fishing. It doesn't affect the drinking water. But certainly you don't want to eat anything caught out of the Potomac River or swim in the Potomac River. And there's a lot of other questions. Peter Ducey will get to his questions with Caroline Leavitt coming up in just a second. All right, 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Holy underwear, Batman.
Yes.
There's a toilet paper in the trees.
Oh.
That's a nice sight, isn't it?
Ew.
You go up to the Great Falls and there's toilet paper running over the falls. Unbelievable. Just amazing. Northbound 95 at about 5:15 this morning, we had a guy that was hauling another vehicle, and the guy that was doing the hauling, they caught fire. And it was completely engulfed in flames for a while, and they had most of the lanes blocked on 95. Now, the remains of that vehicle and at least the flatbed are there. They're going to pick him up. He's on the right shoulder just to make sure. See traffic in the right lane. You're a little bit close to the scene. I would stay to the center and the left. if you're coming north from the Beltway and you're getting up around the Caton Avenue Bridge. There is no backup right now. A lot of fog settling, and early it wasn't too bad, but now it's starting to settle down more to the ground level, so the early commute could have a problem. We'll be watching areas down around the Bay Bridge and through there with the visibility down, but no major problems at least right now, and the Beltway with the lanes open. Very minor buildups just beginning southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cooler today, low to mid-40s. The rain moves in a little bit later on this afternoon. We'll turn to a soaking rain this evening and overnight, drying out early tomorrow, low 50s. Right now we're 36 and cloudy in the city, 36 in Glen Burnie. Time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. The Smart Underwear Study is now complete at University of Maryland. Scientists have found that the average healthy human breaks wind around 32 times per day.
So there are a lot of healthy people here.
Yeah, 32 is an average, Maggie, throughout the week. It spikes a little bit on Taco Tuesday.
Oh, I bet.
Especially Wednesday morning.
Lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings alleges their boneless chicken wings contain cuts of chicken other than wing meat. That has now been dismissed, even though the judge agreed the boneless wings are pretty much just chicken nuggets. And they pretty much are. The plaintiffs have moved on to their next case, suing Kit Kat, claiming the chocolate bars do not actually contain actual cat.
Oh, no.
You wonder where these people come up.
But these are real people. This is scary.
HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. has released a new workout video. Did you see it yesterday with Kid Rock?
I saw it.
Bare-chested and just in blue jeans? Yeah.
He's
wearing a signature workout outfit, just a pair of blue jeans, nothing else. The end of the video features Kennedy and Kid Rock drinking whole milk in a hot tub.
Well, I love it.
At least it wasn't Bud Light, right?
No.
At least it wasn't in Chuck's hot tub because he got rid of that years ago.
Oh,
I fell on my head, then I got rid of it.
Right.
You fell on your head. Oh, dear.
He went head first into the hot tub once.
I went to get out of the hot tub. The side was wet. My hand was wet. I slid and went right down on the deck.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's the reason why you sold it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was enough. I was in hot water a long time. I've been in hot water in the station a long time.
They quit while you're ahead.
That particular day in Brooksville, they registered 6.2 on the Richter scale.
Yes, they did. It's like the stir-fry Buffet City jumped right out of the plate.
It did. People were scalded.
Buffet City.
Oh, the humanity.
For the fourth consecutive year, Taylor Swift was the world's top-selling music artist. Four years in a row.
Sweet.
She was trolling her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. He says, imagine that, four consecutive championships. New figures show that hockey is the most wagered upon sport in the Olympics, with curling coming in second.
Curling?
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine people are betting on curling is like, I bet you can't stay awake for the match.
Right.
You know, that's the way it goes there.
I finally found out what curling was, like, this year.
Really? I never knew what it was.
I've seen it. I never knew it was called curling.
Yeah.
There's no curlers there.
I thought because they're trying to get the stone or rock to curl into to get points, apparently.
That's what they do.
Yeah. So it's like...
Interesting. You learn something new every day.
A lot of scandal this year. Canada's been accused of cheating twice. There's a line that you release the rock. If you touch the stone or rock after that, it's called double touching. Something you're very familiar with, Maggie.
She's in the triple touching. What are you talking about?
Quadruple.
And anti-Trump U.S. figure skater Amber Glenn. She is a woke Olympic athlete criticizing President Trump. Remember, since she was said Trump was making it uncomfortable for queers and so on and so forth. She finished 13th at the Olympics.
Poetic justice.
Yesterday. How about that men's hockey team? Thrilling overtime win.
And the women, too.
The women play today for the gold medal against Canada. And they are just, I think, there's only two teams that have ever won gold in women's hockey, the U.S. and Canada. That's it. No one else has ever won it.
Wow.
So, should be, of course, and we play, I think, Slovakia on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gold medal game, if we make it, is Sunday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, have to get up early for that one.
Prime time for us.
Right. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 619, 19 minutes after the hour. And you're listening to KC and Company. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Peter Ducey was at the White House yesterday, and he was asking Caroline Leavitt about Governor Moore and a statement he made about the Poopgate problem and the Potomac Interceptor.
So you said that any of the three Democrats just need to ask. A few minutes ago, Maryland's Governor Wes Moore.
Wow.
Asked. He said, if the president wants me to ask nicely, our response is this. Please, Mr. President, do your job.
To which I say, I'll ask the president, and we will provide you with the next steps. But in all seriousness, the federal government has been preparing plans. The White House has been in contact with FEMA, with the Army Corps of Engineers, with the Environmental Protection Agency. Again, we've been standing by. This is a problem we want to fix, not just for the federal government, but for everyone who lives in the District of Columbia, including all of you. So you're welcome.
And then a really big, really important question came next because it's America 250. It's the 250th birthday, Independence Day, and big plans are being made for Washington, D.C., and you don't want to bring all these people into town if the Potomac River is stinking up the joint.
There are a lot of events coming up for America 250. The president wants people from all over to come to the nation's capital. Is he worried that by the summer, the Potomac River will still smell like poop?
He is worried about that, which is why the federal government wants to fix it, and we hope that the local authorities will cooperate with us in doing so.
Coming up, the D.C. mayor weighs in on it, so does the Maryland GOP, and why this might be an appropriate parallel to Governor Moore's current political problems. It's 621. You're listening to Casey and Company. I'm going to tell you about
Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Wanted to mention about our good friends at the Town Appliance, Mayor and Mayor, who both run Town Appliance in Owings Mills with an incredible showroom of over 70 different brands of appliances. You can see them laid out in full kitchen displays and assemblies, outdoor grills, entire kitchens, you name it. They've got everything, washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, and some of the new features and the gadgetry is just really just blow you away. The fact is they've got five-star customer service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. So if you're on the market for a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade, check out Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
It's Rob Carson. I want you with me June 11th for the Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour. We leave WCBM at 8 in the morning and head to the Gettysburg Visitor Center and Museum. We enjoy lunch at the Dobbin House and take a guided battlefield tour that brings the heroism and sacrifice of Gettysburg. Seats are limited and they will go quickly, so get yours right now at WCBM.com. Thursday, June 11th for an unforgettable day in Gettysburg with WCBM.
Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
I heard the first bus has already sold out, so they're now ordering up a second bus to Gettysburg. And so we'll see. Maybe they'll get a
fun. That's a good day.
Yeah, it's a fun day. It is.
When is it? What month?
It's in June.
Oh, good. I was going to say, not now.
No, not now.
You can enjoy it in June.
623 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Heavy fog looking right here at the main span at the Bay Bridge. Westbound, this is about halfway across, and it's really thick right on top of the main span. Of course, eastbound is as well. It's not as bad on either side at Sandy Point and then over towards Kent Island, but right here on the span, visibility is down, so you'll adjust your speed right through there. And then over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, it's not too bad with the fog in that area. Beltway West Side, yep, getting some brake lights now in that area between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cooler today, low to mid-40s, the expected high. And right now we're looking at, it's cloudy and we got some fog issues. It's 37 in Ocean City, 36 in Baltimore. And folks weighing in on the Poopgate problem down on the Potomac River. Mark says they really do have a big environmental problem down on the Potomac. I drove over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge last night, and it smelled like I was in Dundalk next to the poop plant. This is so unacceptable. They've been talking about it for weeks in the D.C. area. Now it's getting national coverage. Our leaders are not up to the task. Yeah, and one of those leaders is Governor Moore. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser formally has requested federal assistance through a presidential emergency disaster declaration. Where is the same request from Governor Moore? The deputy mayor said, we're going to utilize all resources, local, federal, and regional, or otherwise, to support operations of the district and what's best for district residents. So they're jumping on the, you know, making things, you know, start to accelerate the repair or fixes. The Maryland GOP, the Freedom Caucus, is calling on Governor Moore to take decisive action by immediately. Why hasn't he done this already? Why hasn't he done it since January when he was aware of this problem, requesting the EPA to you know, take action, deploy technical experts, provide emergency federal funding, intensify monitoring of water quality, facilitate a coordinated effort between interstate and federal agencies, and so on and so on. But he's not done anything as of yet. James says, good morning. Has all the you-know-what hit the bay yet? I imagine the crabbers, watermen, and all other users of the bay are watching this very, very closely. Those that work the bay for a livelihood must be very upset. And my question is, will this impact, you know, the upcoming crabbing season and the rock and anything that's pulled out of the bay? Now, the bay is a huge body of water, and a lot of this stuff has a tendency to dissipate over time. But clearly, in the immediate area of the Potomac, it is a major, major problem. And Governor Moore has not acted on this, other than to make, I think he's now trying to play tit for tat because President Trump denied federal funding, disaster funding for the flooding in Western Maryland. He's now trying to point to that as the, you know, who cares? You just do your job, and we'll see what happens with the president down the road. But this needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed now. Because it is, I saw Dan Cox was there yesterday on site, and his lieutenant governor, Rob Kropp, candidate, and they were saying it has not been contained. Now, people are out there saying, oh, yeah, this has been contained. It has not been contained. Do you remember who was it? Wasn't it Barack Obama when the water was contaminated in Flint, Michigan? Didn't he go there and drink a glass of water, if I remember correctly? I distinctly remember he did that to prove to everybody that the water was drinkable. Now, we're not talking about the drinkable water situation, because that's a separate water supply than what's pouring into the Potomac. But it just seems to me, and here's the appropriate parallel, because right now the Potomac is, if you'll pardon the expression, full of fecal matter. Okay? I think so was our governor. And so there's, I mean, you look at it, and in the last couple of months, we have found out about his, he was alleged a foremost expert on radical Islam based on his Oxford graduate thesis that cannot be produced, okay? Secondly, his great-granddaddy was chased out of the country by the Ku Klux Klan in the 1920s, and now with the Potomac River full of, you know what, apparently the governor is right there with it. We have, in addition, and by the way, his communications director, I don't know if you know this or not, David Turner, he is also pointing the finger at President Trump. Did you know that he was working with Ralph Northam, the Virginia governor, when he was caught in a photo with blackface? Same guy, David Turner. I just find that interesting, little political tidbits. But anyway, the litany of false statements and prevarications from the governor about his background, from a difficult childhood in Baltimore, where he never lived until college, to his absurd claim that he has been inducted to the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame, an organization that does not exist, not to mention the little bronze star fiasco, saying he was a recipient. Well, he actually never said it, but people said it of him, and he never disavowed them of that. He just smiled like he does and, you know, soaked it all in. Look, if Moore runs in 2028, which I think he will be, his primary opponents will be basically calling him on his, you know, bull dookie, for lack of a better word. So couldn't be a more appropriate parallel than the Potomac right now, full of you-know-what, because so is our governor. All right, 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to join us here, am680wcbm.com is our email address. And, of course, you can text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app, as some of you have already done. Still to come here on the program, is America's criminal justice system broken? When do you hear the stories we have coming up next, including the young boy that was walking on the beach at Daytona last weekend, and a man who was just released from jail tried to slit his throat. And we have that and so much more. And again, why these people are out wandering the streets is a great question. And will Maryland ever fix its squatter problem? That's coming up. Don't forget, Mackenzie Frost joins us later as she goes in depth. It's 6:30 right now. Latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 12 attorneys general in urging the U.S. Senate to reject the Save America Act. The coalition says it would depend up and election administration impose new barriers to voter registration and disenfranchise millions of eligible Americans. The SAVE Act would require voters to prove they are U.S. citizens, to register to vote, and present a valid photo ID before voters could cast a ballot. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a report of a hate bias incident directed at a campaign volunteer for Councilman Pete Smith. The alleged incident in Crofton involved racist and threatening comments directed at the volunteer over the weekend. Earlier this week, Councilman Smith released a video on Facebook that included audio of the racial slurs and threats. Police say they take these kinds of incidents seriously and they recognize the emotional trauma they inflict on victims, their families, and the community. Police say their investigation is ongoing and no criminal charges are pending at this time. City police are investigating a Wednesday shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 700 block of Washington Boulevard shortly after 7 p.m. and when they arrived, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. And Dunbar High School in Baltimore was placed on lockdown Wednesday after a report of a gun in the school. The lockdown was put in place at around 11:30 a.m. as Baltimore police, the sheriff's office, and school police conducted a search. No gun was found and the lockdown was lifted at around 1 p.m. As a precaution, all after-school activities and a basketball game against Carver Votech were canceled. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some brake lights now beginning on 895 southbound as you're coming down from the Urban Avenue ramp through O'Donnell Street right here where we're looking at the flow. And it's a very heavy right at that point. And then looking south, the lanes are open and there are no issues right now going into the tunnel. And then 95 southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes are open, but we're sure to see some brake lights now in the area coming down from the O'Donnell Street ramp, and you're going to have to factor that in as well. Just the normal heavy traffic right now at both the tunnels. The west side outer loop delays now begin. 795 down through Frederick Road. We're filling in very quickly on the Parkville side. We also went over to the eastern shore to check on the fog. It's also a factor there, anywhere from 50 Cap Narrows all the way down through the light at 404 and 50 and over on the eastern shore, so limited visibility there as well.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Our next weather maker is moving in later today. Otherwise, cloudy and cooler with temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Plan on rain by the late afternoon, early evening hours, and then soaking rain at times tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, yesterday was the big day in Owings Mills. Coordinator Day, as all three, offense, defense, and special teams, were introduced to Baltimore media. First up was defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver.
Every time I've stepped in this place, it's been special. Right? First as a draft pick, you know, getting to live a lifelong dream of being in the NFL. Coming back many years later as a coach with a few more grays.
Offensive coordinator Declan Doyle followed Weaver with his opening statement to Baltimore.
You know, we see the game very similarly. He talked about in the interview process, you know, he was looking for somebody like him on the offensive side of the ball, and I certainly feel that way about him, you know, across the ball the other way. And then
Anthony Levine, former special teams ace in Baltimore, now special teams coordinator.
Being a face of the special teams, it means something, and playing like a Raven. And that's what we do here. It's a culture here. We're here to win games.
It's the first time the Ravens have had a new coach and three new coordinators in the same season since year one of the franchise under Ted Marchibroda when they moved to Baltimore in 1996. Orioles continue their spring training work in Sarasota as Grapefruit League game number one looms tomorrow against the Yanks. Manager Craig Albanez saying the conversations with his players have been consistent.
They've talked through of what they need to do to get better and win games. A lot of it has been just attacking little things each day.
And here are some of the things they're talking about. Orioles, last year, batting average, 6th worst in the majors. Strikeout rate, 3rd worst in the majors. Runners with scoring position batting average, also tied for 3rd worst in the majors. Line drive hit rate, 2nd worst in baseball. And 4 sacrifice bunts only all year. It was the lowest total in the majors. Meanwhile, Winter Olympics in Milano Cortina, the U.S. and Canada, on a crash course to meet for the gold in men's hockey. Well, both teams taking big steps yesterday.
Now Quinn Hughes. We played 3.5 minutes in overtime. Quinn Hughes shoots. He scores! He scores!
Kenny Albert with the call on NBC. The U.S. over Sweden. 2-1 was the final. And then Canada needing overtime as well in their quarterfinal match.
Next goal wins. Winner on to the semifinals. Knifing through. They score! Mitch Marner!
Call on Sportsnet Canada, Mitch Marner, the game winner, 8:44. Left in overtime, 4-3 the final over the Czech Republic. U.S. now plays Slovakia in the semis tomorrow. Canada takes on Finland. And today, it's the women's hockey final, U.S. and Canada at 1:10 p.m. The women have been dominant in these games, outscoring their opponents 31-1, including 5-0 over the Canadians. Time now 6:37. When we return, what a moment it is for U.S. hockey.
This is Rob Carson. I am fired up for June 11th when we take the Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour. We leave WCBM at 8 in the morning, and our first stop is the Gettysburg Visitor Center and Museum. It's a perfect way to understand the history before we head out onto the battlefield itself. We enjoy lunch at the Dobbin House, and we take a full guided tour of the battlefields with a licensed expert. Seats are limited, so lock yours in now at WCBM.com at Gettysburg with WCBM.
Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
You know, before we get to U.S. hockey, I may need to go on that trip with Rob Carson.
Gonna be fun.
I've never been to Gettysburg.
Oh, you've
before.
Never been?
Never
you
been.
You should go. It really is.
Yes,
everyone should make a pilgrimage to Gettysburg at least once.
And it's not that far, and I don't really know why I haven't gone, because I love U.S. history and all that stuff. But, yeah, I may take you guys up on that.
Yeah, just think of it as a North-South game.
That's good. The blue-gray game. U.S. hockey, the only thing, look, it's great, you know, for both the men and the women, and they really have odds-on chances this year. The only thing, and I know you can't put the genie back in the bottle, in 1980, the last time the U.S. men won it, it was amateurs. It was nobodies.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a story. And now it's the pros.
Yeah.
You know, and okay, I get it. That's just the way the world is today. But there is just something that will never be matched with that 1980 team.
Because it was all amateurs at that time, absolutely. And these were, these were actually very, very good hockey players from Minnesota, from Boston University,
right. New England,
and Wisconsin, etc. So they were really good. Many of them went on to have pro careers in the NHL off the off that team. But it's still great hockey.
It is. And it's fabulous.
It's sad that Russia's not there, because I think that would be very interesting to see how they, because there are a lot of really good Russian players as well. But it's great hockey. It's good to see. And yesterday's both games went in overtime. Well-played games, defensive games. Incredible performances by goalies for both teams in both games.
Yeah, and looking forward to the women today. I think it's 1:10 p.m. this afternoon.
Yeah, and I think the women have only given up one goal in the entire, and Canada's got some. But I do think the U.S. team is a little better stacked this year. So I think, betting odds are, I think we should come home with the gold. But you never know in these games.
You got to beat Canada.
Indeed. All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I want to read you some headlines. And I think, and look, President Trump is trying to clean things up. He's trying to restore law and order. But for decades now, we've seen a criminal justice system that is broken. We've seen judges that were appointed by Chairman Joe, by Barack Hussein Obama, and yet some even appointed by the Bush administration have now to be real doozies. But now in Virginia, here's the headline. Virginia Democrats move to slash mandatory prison time for rape, manslaughter, and child porn crimes in Virginia. Okay? So the Democrats clearly, when I call them a pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien party, it's because they are. In North Carolina, illegal aliens break into a North Carolina man's home, tie him up, beat him, and then rape him in North Carolina. An Obama judge released four illegal aliens, convicted murderers and rapists, from federal immigration custody. The judge called their convictions irrelevant. Well, I hope to pray that those people he released don't find the judge's family. In Michigan, a man mowed down family with his car, fatally shooting a couple's three-year-old girl. And many of these people should be in jail. Either they're mentally ill or they're convicted felons who have been released early. In Indiana, an illegal alien semi-truck driver ran a red light and killed an elderly man there. But I think the biggest story that I wanted to share with this, police now say in Daytona Beach, a 13-year-old boy was randomly attacked and had his throat slashed near the slingshot ride at the Daytona Beach boardwalk over the weekend. The man accused of this horrifying attack, Jermaine Long, faced a judge this week. Long is being held without bond in jail, exactly what the victim's family pushed for after learning about his criminal past. And it's only because Sullivan Clark turned his head at the last second, just like President Trump did. Remember? Turned his head at the last second that his jugular wasn't cut and he bled out. His throat was slashed. He took a number of stitches. Here's Sullivan's dad, Jared, on what happened.
This is totally unacceptable. I cannot believe he was just released 4 days ago. And then, come to find out, he could have been arrested the same day. And my son, we wouldn't even be sitting here right now.
Jermaine Long is a black man. He walked up to a white teenager and slashed his throat. No apparent reason, no apparent motive. Do you remember Arena Zaretskaya? Zaretskaya? On the Charlotte light rail? When a homeless man sitting behind her all of a sudden attacked her, he slashed her throat and killed her. Here's Sullivan's mom, Lori Clark.
The Daytona police and the first responders were really quick to respond to us, and we are so grateful for that.
Yes.
But it was absolutely horrific, the entire experience, and terrifying.
Jermaine Long, a registered sex offender with a lengthy criminal history in Volusia County. Most recently, he was arrested in January for allegedly trying to hurt two men with a knife and then hitting them with a large pole. Prosecutors dropped those charges. Gee, wonder why. And Long was released from jail just 4 days before the incident with the Clark family. We'll hear from Sullivan Clark himself in just a second. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes now. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The west side outer loop pretty solid already, and in the fog, the pace is really slow already here. 795 through Liberty Road down to I-70. There has been a report there may be a minor wreck there at I-70. I have looked at the camera just before there, which is south of Windsor Mill Road. I'm looking at the camera right at the bridge at I-70, and I don't see it. And the traffic that is coming south, which if there was a wreck there,
would be pretty well backed up right around the overpass at Windsor Mill Road. It's still moving, so maybe it was there, got off the roadway. Right now, it's just a normal heavy traffic coming south. There was a new wreck in Towson, Joppa Road near Providence Road. City police had a minor wreck in the Brookman area and right around Fairfield at Hanover Street at Frankfurst Avenue. And already the heavy traffic south. No incidents, but already backing up southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today, low to mid-40s, and rain moving in later on this evening, and then that all-night soaking rain will be with us, and sort of dry out Friday. Right now, 36 in Parkville, 36 in Severn. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
It's nothing but trouble. He's a showboat.
He's a showboat to China.
That's my man, the Don. Oh.
The Don. Absolutely.
Showboat to China.
Do you remember the Dr. Pepper jingle? Somebody sang their
pepper,
own.
You're a pepper?
No, the one that somebody did on their own, and then they actually used it in the commercial.
Oh,
we played it a couple of months ago.
I can't remember.
Yeah. It was some woman came up with it. She was just singing about it, and then Dr. Pepper loved it so much, they actually produced it and made it their new jingle. Well, now a woman in Charlotte, North Carolina, Alandria Killian, has come up with one for Hidden Valley Ranch. It was on TikTok yesterday.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Sauce boss, they will find you. Hidden Valley Ranch will guide you. Hot wings, not without you. Hidden Valley Ranch. Hidden Valley Ranch.
Wow.
Apparently,
that's a loss.
That sounds like a song
from Journey.
Right, right.
You
hit it, Maggie. Separate ways, worlds apart. Apparently, she never heard of that song, according to her.
Stop it.
Right.
That's a little bit too close for me.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do a little fact checking on her.
Someday, beer will. Sorry.
Have you noticed Reese's peanut butter cups and their varieties taste different? The grandson of the inventor of the candy lashed out the Hershey Company, accusing them of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many products. Brad Reese says the company replaced milk chocolate with compound coatings and peanut butter with peanut cream. Remember this commercial?
You got peanut butter on my chocolate.
Well, you got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Real milk chocolate. Good old-fashioned peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Now, Brad says he recently threw out a bag of Reese's Mini Hearts because he says they don't taste the same. He says when you look at the ingredients, it says Reese's heart-shaped candy is made from chocolate candy and peanut butter cream, not milk chocolate and peanut butter. He says it wasn't even edible. He said, I was devastated. So
it's a shame.
A lot of companies are taking shortcuts right now, trying to just incredible when you see. And if you actually ever see the ingredients of Oreos, you will never eat another one again.
That's true.
In your lifetime. That stuff in the middle is not cream.
No.
It is not cream.
It's paste.
It's some kind
Works
of...
Works great on Windows.
Walmart is testing fresh sushi bars. Now, you heard of gas station sushi? This might be right up there with the other Walmart. So, yeah, down in Jacksonville, Florida, the first new Walmart Supercenter has got their fresh sushi made daily. Well, as long as it's fresh and made daily.
Fresh and clean, prep and all
you don't
that.
You don't want that three-day-old sushi.
Oh, dear. No,
because
that's going to ruin your day.
Like I knew sushi.
And you know sushi.
KFC's latest comfort food creation is being tested in southern states. Get ready for it. Handheld chicken pot pie.
Oh, my.
All right. I know that's wetting your whistle, Chuck.
That's right up my alley.
It's
everything
shoot
you
all
love
over you.
About classic pot pie now baked in a golden handheld crust filled with tender fried chicken, potatoes, peas, carrots, and savory sauce that you can take anywhere.
It does sound yummy, but it's still going to be a mess. I mean,
no handheld. Yeah, just you don't want to eat it while you're driving. Let's put it that way.
Why not?
Well, you could. As long as you've got the full body apron that you wear sometimes when you're driving.
Now with the hands-free thing, which I don't understand. Take your hands off the wheel while you're driving. Dumbest damn thing I've ever seen.
Right. You could enjoy it in a Waymo.
You can do just like the woman that hit the sign at 83 the other morning.
Oh, did you see? I sent you that. That was unbelievable. Yeah, right on 83 at 83 and 695.
She merged, but yeah. She missed it.
Yeah, she missed it a little bit.
She flipped
from front to back right on top of the car. I wonder what some people are doing out there on the highways.
Well,
and finally,
you're not paying attention.
Yeah. Costco debuts a new double chocolate mint sundae at their food court now. They're known for their hot dogs and pizza. Now they got the double chocolate mint sundae as well. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Sullivan Clark, the young man that had his throat slashed by a career sex offender. He talked about his encounter with his attacker.
I happened to be turning my head at the time, so he just missed, like, this part of my throat. And he also, by some miracle, didn't hit my jugular either.
There, but for the grace of God, go I. Just incredible. But the larger point I'm trying to make here is, what the hell is going on with our criminal justice system? We can't keep people locked up that should be locked up. We have a mental illness problem in our country. Now we have trans people going around killing people because they're on dangerous chemicals, already being mentally ill. And now we have these people that are, we got them, we have them in custody, then we let them out, and then they go on to plague. And these are apparently just the citizens of the United States, not to mention the criminal, illegal aliens that the Democrat Party is trying to unleash on America. It is evil. It is. It has to be brought to an end. And hopefully President Trump can help lead that charge. 6:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up next, when will Maryland fix its squatter problem?
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth. For as long as there have been Jewish people, there have been those committed to their destruction. Anti-Semitism is not new. From the earliest biblical times to the gas chambers of the Holocaust, there has been an affront by God's enemies to destroy his chosen people. The Muslim world is rife with anti-Semitism. Muslim religious leaders preach of the day when Israel will be destroyed. This hatred is not just in the Middle East, but throughout Europe as well. Secularists oppose the Jews because they falsely believe that Zionism oppresses the Palestinians. They've incorrectly labeled Israel as the bad guy. But the saddest form of anti-Semitism may come from Christians. There are many who believe that the church has replaced the Jews as far as God's promises are concerned. This is called replacement theology, and many are dedicated to Israel's destruction. People may be fickle, but God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he clearly said that he would bless those who bless Israel and curse those who don't. Whose side are you on? This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cubhill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
David says Walmart in Severn has had a sushi bar for years. It's actually good. All right. Well, we'll try it. I know that some supermarkets sell sushi. I know the Giant does. I know San Tony's up in Glendon does. And it's really good sushi, if you like sushi. Craig says all these years of the Save the Bay movement and local authorities won't do anything to save the bay. Yeah, you would think all the greenies, the Sierra Club, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, all these radical left-wing greenie types would be all over Poopgate. You'd think they would be there on day one demanding action. I've not heard a single peep out of any of these environmental groups from the left. It's almost like as if they don't care. It's almost like it was intentional. Let's do it to ruin Trump's America 250 plans. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the man who is an expert on...
Watch it. Don't go there.
On traffic. On traffic.
I'm ready to fire back.
On traffic, I tell you.
Barrels loaded up here.
Lug Nuts Johnson.
What I said earlier. Holy underwear, Batman. There's toilet paper in the trees on Potomac. Unbelievable. Both the tunnels running with the lanes open. Everybody's cool so far this morning. All four lanes are open. 95 south backing up a little bit now towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That's normal coming south from Moravia Road. 895 is right around Pulaski Highway and the Erdman Avenue ramp. And again, it's moving into the tunnel with the lanes open on 895. Just looking live. Very heavy fog right there at the entrance to the tunnel and some brake lights there. So the backup is going to be fairly consistent with pretty much every day. Did not find anything on the Beltway. They've already scratched that off on the outer loop at I-70. They're now reporting a minor wreck on Liberty Road right at the ramp at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today, low to mid-40s, maybe from rain moving into the area tonight. And soaking rain overnight. Right now it is foggy and 35 in Reisterstown, and it is 36 in Ellicott City. So you probably have heard about the act of squatting. That's when people move into a vacant home people are on like extended leave or vacation, and maybe they have two homes and they're in the winter. They winter in Florida, and then they leave their home here for whatever reason. The home is empty for an extended period of time. And so there are two kinds. There are people that basically look for a place to stay that are homeless, or they're looking for a nicer place to stay, and they move in and they occupy the home. They don't pay for it. It's not their mortgage, not their home. They don't own it. They don't even rent it. They just go in and take it over. And then there are people that are criminals that find these homes, and then they list them online for people to actually think that they're renting or buying the home. So that's fraud. And this has been going on for quite some time. And now I understand we have another traffic issue, an update. And here he is once again, Chuck Whitaker.
It's all the time. Inner loop now, Southwestern Boulevard, between there and Wilkins Avenue. Looks like one vehicle is in the median, one vehicle on the right shoulder. But equipment is arriving at the scene. So if you're coming up from 95 towards Wilkins on the southwest side, heads up for that. Thank you, Sean.
All right, you're quite welcome. Thanks for the update. So Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland has been following this case. And just last week, we learned of a sheriff's deputy's cleared out a $2.3 million Bethesda home after it had been occupied for almost 9 months. 9 months. And the neighbor, a 19-year-old guy by the name of Ian Chin, living next door, has been through a myriad of complex court problems. This state is so backwards when it comes to this. I mean, here, the first legislative act should have been fixing the squatter problem. Instead, no, they want to try to tie the hands of Maryland sheriffs and law enforcement when it comes to illegal aliens. Again, that's what I'm saying. This place, it's a general insane asylum down there. In Baltimore City County line, one alleged squatter said she was connected to a property by a woman online selling squatter homes. In suburban Baltimore County, a pending home sale abruptly collapsed when prospective buyers arrived to find a U-Haul truck in the driveway and a family already living inside. This is becoming a huge problem, especially with the cost of housing, the availability of housing. You would think, Governor Moore is all over about, we got to get more affordable housing. We have to have more housing. Well, how about protecting the housing that we already have? And here's the 19-year-old, Ian Chen, who worked like a Diggins. And kudos to him. He's a young college student. He went to testify before Annapolis the other day.
Good afternoon. My name is Ian Chen. I'm a 19-year-old government student at the College of William & Mary and a lifelong Maryland resident. I never imagined that I'd be speaking before you to ask this committee to protect our families in Maryland and our communities. It was only after I took matters into my own hands and brought a multi-count trespassing and burglary case before Maryland District Court Commissioner's Office that she was finally charged and eventually convicted. But that process took time, effort, and energy that nobody should have to expend.
And it seems to me that this is really serious because of a lot of people, their biggest asset is their home. And I guess I'm like, wow. It really boggles the mind.
I had permission this entire time to post these signs, to file charges, to do anything and everything to secure this home in a lawful and appropriate way so that the actual and legitimate buyers come in and take possession of the home that they paid for.
Only one legislator, who happened to be a Democrat, Delegate Teresa Warman, Montgomery County, actually responded to Ian Chen. That's it. One. from his area. One. And now he's asking for a bill to pass that would make it a felony to falsify documents used to justify occupying property without the proper authorization. You've heard of title theft? There's all sorts of companies now selling like title lock, title insurance. People do that. They come in and try to steal your title through identity theft. And now they're trying to steal your home. And Maryland Democrats, who run the show, are twiddling their thumbs. Chen says he understands this is just the beginning.
This is only really just the beginning. Hopefully this bill can move forward and we can finally have some accountability for the squatters and the lease sellers who are contributing to this problem in our state.
I mean, if you break into somebody's home and occupy it, that's a criminal charge. But in Maryland, no, sir, it's a civil matter. Change the law, you idiots. For God's sake. Can't believe that. People are stupid. Best of Casey and Company every day right here on WCBM.com, on Facebook, our Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Britain's former Prince Andrew arrested in the UK. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Police say they launched the investigation after assessing reports about his alleged contact with Jeffrey Epstein. Mountbatten Windsor has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. President Trump meets today with representatives of the more than two dozen countries making up his newly impaneled Board of Peace.
We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible.
President Trump at a ceremony for his Board of Peace last month. That group's now set to hold its first meeting, governing and rebuilding Gaza, topping the agenda.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says some countries fear the board's work will conflict with that of the UN. And as the Board of Peace convenes, peace is proving elusive in Ukraine. Russia's war on its neighbor continues to rage. And there is speculation the U.S. could find itself in a conflict with Iran over that country's nuclear ambitions. Former South Korean President Yoon sentenced to life in prison for his arbitrary imposition of martial law.
Yoon defended his martial law decree as necessary to stop liberals, whom he described as anti-state forces, from obstructing his agenda with their legislative majority. The decree lasted about 6 hours before being lifted after lawmakers managed to break through a military blockade and voted unanimously to lift the measure.
Correspondent Luke Garrett says Yoon's attorneys are appealing the verdict and the sentence. 8 people killed, 1 missing and presumed dead, the toll taken by the deadliest avalanche in the U.S. in decades. It happened Tuesday near Lake Tahoe. The cascading snow overtook a group of backcountry skiers. The bodies of the victims have yet to be recovered. The weather will not allow for recovery at this point. 6 people were rescued. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 165 points. NASDAQ futures off 105. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so we mentioned the wreck here on the inner loop between Southwestern Boulevard and Wilkins Avenue, and now the fire department has arrived. Activity on the left side. They're taking away the left-hand lane. Traffic is getting by to the right already. We'll back up towards 95, and then the ramps from 95 onto the inner loop. Coming up to Wilkins Avenue will have an impact as well. A little bit further up on the right side, another vehicle involved there with a police car, but they're on the right shoulder right now. The most damaging problem is here on the inner loop right after the ramp at Southwestern Boulevard. You'll need to stay to the center and the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Our next weather maker is moving in later today. Otherwise, cloudy and cooler with temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Plan on rain by the late afternoon, early evening hours, and then soaking rain at times tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
37 degrees in Owings Mills, 34 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is criticizing Maryland Governor Wes Moore for ending the state's 287G agreements with ICE, calling it despicable. On Tuesday, the governor signed two pieces of emergency legislation preventing state and local law enforcement from partnering with ICE. During a Wednesday press briefing, Leavitt said it's another horrible and frankly political action taken by the governor, and the people of his state are going to reap the consequences of it. And Fox 45 reports that nearly a week after Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies cleared a $2.3 million Bethesda home that had been occupied for almost 9 months, the property now sits sealed in metal panels. Every door and some windows have been covered. Hundreds of items once belonging to the squatters remain piled in the driveway, now waterlogged. A visible reminder to neighbors that while one eviction is complete, the larger legal fight is not. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 271, the pick four, 2790. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. More from Declan Doyle this morning, now in charge of the Ravens offense, in charge of making Lamar better. His impressions of Lamar.
Certainly very excited about the caliber player he is, but also just in all the conversations, his willingness to listen, his hunger to learn, his hunger to grow.
The two-time MVP had a career year in 2024, throwing for 41 touchdowns and only four picks, but saw his numbers and availability dwindle in 2025, 21 touchdown passes and seven interceptions. Meanwhile, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver was asked about his unit's pass rush and the play of the back end a year ago.
We certainly have rushers, right? I think it took a hit with losing Justin Madubuike. I think we all know the effect that losing him had on this defense, but from a talent standpoint, we certainly have some dudes that can get there. In the back end, we have talent all across the board, right? I think the first guy that comes to mind is Kyle Hamilton. He is the ultimate chess piece. You can do so many things with him.
Baltimore's defense, however, not in character last season, no matter what Weaver says, finishing 31st against the pass and a pedestrian 10th against the run. Very un-Raven-like. A game for the ages yesterday in Milano Cortina. U.S. leading Sweden 1-0 with just 1:30 to play in men's hockey.
Extra skater on for Sweden. There's Raymond. Slides it across. Score! Sweden ties it. And we are headed for overtime in Milan.
Kenny Albert with the call on NBC. Into overtime they go, tied at one.
Extra skater on for Sweden. There's Raymond. Overtime in Milan. Now Quinn Hughes. We played 3.5 minutes in overtime. Quinn Hughes shoots. He scores! He scores! Quinn Hughes in overtime wins it. And the United States will move on and face Slovakia in the semis.
And that game tomorrow at 3:10 p.m., Canada and Finland in the other semifinal. Elsewhere, American alpine skier Michaela Schifrin won the gold medal in the women's slalom, finishing with a combined time of 1:39.10, becoming the first American alpine skier to win three Olympic golds. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Chiefs did something this week that the Ravens need to do ASAP. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are local contact numbers. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And coming up in this hour, the looming war with Iran. It could happen, a strike any day now, as it looks like the peace talks, peace deal has crumbled. Mayor Scott's power grab. Well, we kick it off with Hakeem the Scheme. Was in town yesterday. Hakeem Jeffries, House Minority Leader, visit the Maryland General Insane Asylum, holding up the proceedings for about an hour, I guess, 45 minutes to an hour. Saw pictures from inside the General Assembly. Republicans milling about, nobody there. All the Democrats were in a meeting with, Governor Taxson, Spend More, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, Billy Ferguson, and Hakeem the Scheme. Mackenzie Frost, who we'll talk to later on this morning, saying that she caught up with Hakeem to ask this question. He's in town for this, to push for the mid-cycle redistricting to try to eliminate Andy Harris's seat and put pressure on Billy Ferguson to do that. And here's what Mackenzie said to Hakeem.
What do you say to some Democrats who worry that that gerrymandering is bad for democracy overall?
I think Jamie Raskin's letter said it all.
Yeah, Jamie Raskin said it all in his letter, as he is the penultimate expert. She also caught up with the governor on his thoughts about Hakeem's visit.
Governor Moore, what do you think this meeting will accomplish?
Just looking forward to having a good conversation back on democracy.
Yeah, so, it's all about democracy. Eliminating the Republican representation in the state of Maryland, that's really democratic of you. There's nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. It just never has been. Maybe years ago when they first started, back when the Democrats of the 50s and 60s. But, since the progressives has completely taken over this party, democracy goes right out the window. Governor Moore putting pressure on Billy Ferguson.
I just hope that that the Senate president, that Bill Ferguson, would allow for his chamber to be able to exercise their democratic rights.
Is this an attempt to really just disenfranchise Republicans in the state, given the fact that the push is an 8-0 map?
No, this is a chance that we're actually going to make sure that democracy can actually live in Maryland and be decided by Marylanders.
Yeah, well, it's already being decided by Marylanders, and we already saw how Glenn Denning changed it from 4-4 to 6-2, O'Malley to 7-1, and now Moore wants to change it to 8-0. Hakeem, once again, blamed President Trump and then got questioned by Mackenzie Frost.
Donald Trump and Republicans have failed the people of Maryland and failed the people of the United States of America. And Republicans know that if it's a free and fair election, they're going down in flames. In the November midterms, when they go low, we strike back hard in the best interest of the people of Maryland and in the best interest of the people of the United States of America.
Senator Jeffries, you say that this is in the best interest of the people of Maryland. If the map is 8-0, would that leave Republicans, who represent about 30% of the state, out of representation in Congress when they have one member right now on the Hill?
I would argue that it's a competitive map that allows for three or four districts at any given point in time to be won by either a Democrat or a Republican. That actually creates an opportunity for the people of Maryland to decide who they should send to represent them in Washington, and who may be part of a majority or minority.
Apparently, Hakeem has not seen the redrawn map from Ocean City that crosses the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and connects with Columbia. That's really all about democracy, isn't it? All right, we'll get more on this. We'll get GOP reaction. We'll tell you what Billy Ferguson had to say. Will he succumb to the pressure? Did Hakeem the scheme make Billy an offer he can't refuse? Well, at least in the first part of the day yesterday, it seems like he is rebuffing. But we'll wait and see. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on the inner loop here before Wilkins Avenue is now completely cleared from the roadway. The one vehicle and a trooper still there. It's a dump truck in the median on the left-hand side. So we're getting all the lanes open. A little bit further up, there was some other activity right before the Wilkins Avenue ramp that was on the right shoulder. The camera right now is not facing that. That was not a big problem. This wreck had two lanes blocked on the Beltway at one point. So we're still backed up as you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, and also the ramps from 95 to the inner loop are having a little bit of trouble right there getting onto the Beltway, but that should improve now that we have all the lanes clear. The rest of the Beltway will continue with the normal delays, 895 at last check, and I'm heading there right now to check. Let's just see if it's at Pulaski Highway. Not quite. Around the Eastern Avenue ramp, still very busy there, back to about Erdman Avenue, and then 95 southbound with the lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We'll have the heavy traffic south from right around Moravia Road and eventually through the tunnel and down towards 95 and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today. Maybe some rain tonight. Could be an all-night soaking rain and drying out early on Friday. Right now, 36 and foggy in Reisterstown, and it is 37 and partly cloudy in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So all week long, we have been excerpting parts of the speech that Marco Rubio delivered at the Munich Security Conference last weekend, in which he basically lectured the Europeans, like, we want you as an ally, but we're not going to pay for your defense. You're going to have to be a true partner, a true ally, and you're going to have to pay for your defense. We're not going to be there to be your protector. We want a true ally in this fight. And to stop the mass migration and to stop all this wokeism, and to stand up and be a strong country again. And this is all about Europe being sovereign instead of succumbing to the European Union. And here's what he said about civilizational erasure.
Acting together in this way, we will not just help recover a sane foreign policy. It will restore to us a clear sense of ourselves. It will restore a place in the world. And in so doing, it will rebuke and deter the forces of civilizational erasure that today menace both America and Europe alike. So in a time of headlines heralding the end of the transatlantic era, let it be known and clear to all that this is neither our goal nor our wish. Because for us Americans, our home may be in the Western Hemisphere, but we will always be a child of Europe.
And we'll have more of that for you tomorrow here on the program. At the White House yesterday, a ceremony marking Black History Month, President Trump, with a number of prominent Black Americans and those that he invited to the White House. One of those Black Americans, Dr. Ben Carson. And President Trump made a surprising announcement.
Ben's getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's the highest award you can have outside of the Congressional Medal of Honor. But it's better because, you know, a lot of people get the Congressional Medal of Honor. They're not around. You get them, they're not around. Whereas we don't have to go that far, generally speaking. But it's the highest award, civilian. And then you have the matching is the Congressional Medal of Honor, both tremendous. So, Ben, I'll be seeing you back here pretty soon, I think, and you're going to get the award. Probably fill up this room. I said, we'll do it in the Oval Office. He said, sir, it's not big enough. I said, what? So we're going to do it right here, okay? And we love it.
But the star of the show yesterday at the Black History Month ceremony at the White House was Felicia Cook. Her 22-year-old grandson, Marty William McMillan, was brutally murdered in cold blood in 2017 after meeting somebody online. And she took to the podium and absolutely torched the entire Democrat Party at President Trump's White House Black History Month celebration on Wednesday.
One thing I like about him, he keeps it real, just like Grandma. I appreciate that because I can trust him because he tells exactly how he feels and what he thinks. Thank God for this president. I am filled, my cup runneth over. Because he allowed his constituents, his people, to come to my house to interview me, to talk about the murder of my grandson. It seemed like nobody cared. I'm an advocate for murder. I marched. I rallied. I pulled out other families in the District of Columbia that had murders and did not have answers. Ooh. We marched, we rallied, and nobody heard me, Democrats, get mad at me. Until this Republican sent his constituents, his people out there, to interview me in my home. Have you ever heard of a thing? Then they invited me twice before Congress to testify for the beautiful bill that's going to change crime in the district. If you kill somebody, okay, you take a life, you do life. Just that simple. If you do a harsh crime, you do harsh time. Just that simple. And then we need National Guard, and which we did years ago. He brought it on. I love him. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about that racist stuff. And don't be looking at me on the news hating on me because I'm standing up for somebody that deserves to be stayed up for. Get off the man's back. Let him do his job. He's doing the right thing. Back up off of me. And Grandma said it.
Wow. Just wow. Trump's Board of Peace is doing the job that NATO and the United Nations can't. Larry Trump says many more members of the Trump family may run for office. She says it may not end with Donald Trump. President Trump issued a warning to Nancy Guthrie's abductors that they will be hunted down and the full extent of the law will be brought. Supreme Court handed the president a huge victory, clearing the path to freeze $4 billion in foreign aid. And this Iran deal we'll get to a little bit later on. Finally, the Florida House passed a bill to rename Palm Beach International Airport after President Donald J. Trump. And that's the way it went down, 396 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A, you're listening to Casey and Company.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26 and five ones.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723, traffic and weather on the threes once again. With the update, here's Buddha Johnson.
This wreck on the inner loop right at before Wilkins Avenue is still there. There's a trooper there with a dump truck in median, so he has his lights on as a precaution, and they're looking at it. So we're still slow as you're coming up from Washington Boulevard and up through that area. Beyond that, and then up the hill towards Frederick Road, the pace isn't too bad, but boy, the fog is really heavy now through that area on the Beltway. Most of the areas on the Beltway with the heavy fog. So now we're 795 down through Frederick Road. That's normal. The inner loop through Green Spring, that's normal. Now the Parkville side has filled in, and the tail end of the backup sitting at least right here at Bel Air Road and maybe going back towards the ramps at I-95, just like it did yesterday. It was 95 all the way into Towson on the northeast outer loop. Up to this point, JFX has been running without any incidents. We're about 15 to 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, but no big problems right now with the heavy traffic, going south into both the Harbor Tunnels. City Police with a new minor wreck, east side, Orleans Street at Lakewood Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 45 says the weather's going to be cloudy and cool today. Low mid-40s. Rain moves in later tonight. Soaking rain this evening and overnight. Drying out early on Friday. Low 50s. 36 in cloudy in Middle River. 37 in Millersville. So we're talking about Hakeem the Scheme disrupting the proceedings yesterday to come in and try to put the old elbow grease on Billy Ferguson. Now, Billy Ferguson did release a statement saying, quote, "It's precisely because we want Leader Jeffries in the majority that most members of the Maryland Senate Democratic Caucus do not support moving forward with mid-cycle redistricting that will backfire in our state courts and lose Democrats in Congress." Then we heard Jeffries in his statement said Billy Ferguson authentically believes that the votes don't exist in the state Senate to move forward. The only way to find out is to allow an immediate up or down vote in the Senate floor, on the Senate floor, with respect to the new congressional map passed by the House of Delegates, which, again, was not bipartisan. It was non-transparent. Not a single public meeting in person was held. The fix was in, and Maryland Republicans react.
The way the map has been drawn, it will most certainly remove Andy from his seat.
On this Ash Wednesday, we have somewhat of an unholy visit from Hakeem Jeffries from D.C., who's bringing his D.C. politics to Maryland to apply pressure on the Senate for what we believe is partisan gerrymandering.
And, of course, over in the House, the House Minority Leader, Jason Buckle, and talking about the timeline. See, the deadline is next Tuesday to file for office, Tuesday at 9 o'clock, all right? So, again, this is going to really put... So then they're talking about moving the primary back, okay, from June to whenever, July. So, again, this is what Democrats do. They're trying to disrupt the entire election system to their benefit. And here's the minority leader in the House.
It is past the time to consider these things. We need to accept it. I hope that Hakeem Jeffries and Wes Moore can accept it and move on.
But cutoff quickly approaching in Maryland.
In my view, humbly and respectfully, we can't impose deadlines on ourselves.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is, look, this all started, and people say that Trump started this. Now, here's, if you go back and look at how this all started, Democrats have been gerrymandering politically and racial for decades. It's been going on for a long time. And so President Trump said, I'm going to change it up here in the midterms. I'm not going to sit by and watch these. Of course, they brought illegals into the country and with a census. That has impacted the number of votes that they get in each of these, California and these other states. So Trump is in the midterms. We're going to do mid-cycle redistricting. And so that's what kind of started this whole thing. And now the Democrats are crying foul after they've been doing this for decades.
And to your point about it affecting the election, that's not
that's not any small thing, and that's not just like, oh, it's a hassle or whatever. That happened 4 years ago. Now, again, I know people said the map that Hogan got across was better, but of course it went to the courts. But remember, it pushed the primary for the gubernatorial election 4 years ago back to July. People aren't paying attention. They're not in a normal routine. Maybe they're already going to be out of town. And regardless, it... Okay, again, it benefits the Democrats or whoever is the incumbent in office, which, again, in Maryland is mostly going to be Democrats, because Moore is already the nominee,
right,
unofficially, obviously, for the Democrat Party. But besides the congressional races, it really affects the gubernatorial race here in Maryland for this year, because if the general is pushed back, there's going to be a shorter, or the primary is pushed back, there's going to be a shorter time for the general, which means whoever is the Republican nominee is going to be at a disadvantage, because they're going to have a shorter time to campaign and you know, get their name across the state, whatever, and for the Republican Party to come together. Moore's already going to be it, and he can basically campaign already in office. So, again, so there's so many ways this hurts us. Like, it's multiple things.
I think you're absolutely right. It's the power of the incumbency, and you're a supermajority, one-party rule dominating the election cycle. They don't want the Republicans to get any traction whatsoever, so if the primary is pushed back from June to July, it's pay no attention time. We have a hard enough time getting people
It's already an uphill battle for any Republican to challenge in Maryland. You're right. For people to turn out, and it just, you know, so when this talk about, you know, we got to fix our, you know, it's all for democracy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks, Kristen. Appreciate that. You can weigh in 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show for your free WCBM mobile app access. And by the way, Ed Hale Sr., one of the other Republican gubernatorial candidates, will name his running mate this morning at around 10 o'clock down in Canton. So we'll learn who the running mate is, and then he'll officially file, and it'll all be official. We're going to have a Donnybrook of a Republican primary, as they say. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. The update now with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 12 attorneys general in urging the U.S. Senate to reject the Save America Act. The coalition says it would upend election administration, impose new barriers to voter registration, and disenfranchise millions of eligible Americans. The Save Act would require voters to prove they are U.S. citizens, to register to vote, and present a valid photo ID before voters could cast a ballot. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a report of a hate bias incident directed at a campaign volunteer for Councilman Pete Smith. The alleged incident in Crofton involved racist and threatening comments directed at the volunteer over the weekend. Earlier this week, Councilman Smith released a video on Facebook that included audio of the racial slurs and threats. Police say they take these kinds of incidents seriously, and they recognize the emotional trauma they inflict on victims, their families, and the community. City police are investigating a Wednesday shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to this 700 block of Washington Boulevard shortly after 7 p.m., and when they arrived, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. There's no word on a suspect or what led to the shooting, and anyone with information is asked to call the BPD's Southern District or Metro Crime Stoppers. Dunbar High School in Baltimore was placed on lockdown Wednesday after a report of a gun in the school. The lockdown was put in place at around 11:30 a.m. as Baltimore police, the sheriff's office, and school police conducted a search. No gun was found, and the lockdown was lifted at around 1 p.m. As a precaution, all after-school activities and a basketball game against Carver Votech were canceled. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
732 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
State police are still in the median with the dump truck that was involved in the wreck on the inner loop before Wilkins Avenue and right after Southwestern Boulevard. So again, it's a visual thing. All the lanes are open, but we're backed up back through the ramps at 95 and could be as far back as Washington Boulevard. Here comes another police car now on the inner loop headed north from that area, so we'll have to track that down, see what that's all about. Even the ramps from 95 onto the inner loop could be a little bit slow. Heavy fog slowing the rest of the Beltway. Very heavy backups on the Parkville side. Tail end of that backup is all the way back towards 95. Both the tunnels, 895 this morning, is right around Pulaski Highway, Erdman Avenue. 95 now is backed up to Moravia Road. 25-minute delay trying to go south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Our next weather maker is moving in later today. Otherwise, cloudy and cooler with temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Plan on rain by the late afternoon, early evening hours, and then soaking rain at times tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With a quarterback like Lamar and a back like Derrick Henry, Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle was asked yesterday how his plan would differ than that of his predecessor, Todd Monken.
The way we want our offense to look, the non-negotiables, are that we are physical, okay, we're detailed, and we're explosive. Those are the three things that are pillars that we want to hang our hat on. I think it'd be challenging for me to speak on what's happened here in the past other than what's on tape that I've seen.
Ravens finished second in the league behind Buffalo in rushing last year, 26th in the league in passing. Meanwhile, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver was asked how it felt getting passed over last time for the D coordinator job in favor of Zach Orr.
You know, it's not like when that hire happened, I was shocked because I have so much love and respect for Zach, too. So it certainly made sense. Going to Miami was just an opportunity, right? It was an opportunity to go and show I can lead a defense again as a coordinator. So I jumped at it. And I'm going to be honest, like, the no state taxes and being in sunny South Florida wasn't a... That was a plus, too.
No state taxes, saving Weaver tens, if not hundreds, of thousands of dollars, no doubt. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chiefs, speaking of saving, did something earlier this week the Ravens need to do ASAP. KC restructuring Patrick Mahomes' contract, lowering his salary cap number from $78.2 million to $34.7 million, creating $43.6 million in salary cap space. Lamar's numbers are similar, current cap hit at $74.5 million. O's News. The team waiting on a Jordan Westberg update as Grapefruit League play begins tomorrow at its Smith Stadium against the Yanks. Westy with an oblique strain. These are tricky. Some linger longer than others. Here's the manager on the O's third baseman.
Such a great ball player. Like, the skills, absolutely. Yeah, bat quality, what he can bring, the versatility at the plate. Just what he brings in the clubhouse to the guys, the way he goes about his business. The way.
But limited to only 85 games a year ago, only 260 total games for Jordan Westberg in three seasons in Baltimore. Maryland basketball last night on the road in Evanston, Illinois. Another Big Ten loss, 78-74 to Northwestern, despite a career-high 39, dropped in by Andre Mills. Maryland drops to 3-12 in conference play, 10-16 in overall. And finally, two nations hurtling toward each other on the ice in Milano, Cortina, talking about U.S. and Canada men's and women's hockey. The women skate today at 1:10 p.m. for the gold against the Canadians. The men, both Canada and U.S., are in the semis. That'll begin tomorrow morning. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what to make of an athlete like Michaela Schifrin.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
You know, it's an interesting thing about athletes like this. So I bring up Michaela Schifrin. She became the first U.S. alpine skier to win the slalom three times, three golds now,
right,
which is a tremendous feat. But at the same time, though, over the last two Olympics before this one, she had the yips on the course, and she was favored to win and didn't. And so it dawns on me that, you know, a guy like Lamar, for instance, mm-hmm, has these tremendous MVP seasons in the regular season, and then come playoff time, for whatever reason, fumbles, interceptions, can't get it done. You know, a guy like Dan Marino, tremendous regular seasons, went to one Super Bowl in his career, never won. Okay,
right.
John Elway could have suffered the same fate, but right, ultimately didn't, winning the last two. And so what to make of these athletes? What to make of these supernatural but talented people that just can't seem to get to the top of the mountain?
Because I think the cream always rises to the top when it comes to clutch players. You look at like people like Johnny Unitas, Joe Montana, Reggie Jackson. He was Mr. October. Michael Jordan. It's like Quinn Hughes yesterday. Quinn Hughes refused to come off the ice. They wanted it in overtime.
Yeah, correct.
And he had been setting up that move repeatedly in overtime. He wanted the puck on his stick. And that's what you want. You want that athlete who wants the ball in their hand, the puck on their stick, whatever it is, when it's crunch time. And there are only a certain few kind of athletes that have that special something.
So
they may
saying
be very gifted, very talented. Lamar is very talented. I don't know if he's got that clutch gene in him.
Well, he doesn't have it until he has it.
Right.
And so, and by the way, I'm not, you know, Michaela Schifrin may not be in that category because she's won three golds.
Yeah.
But she did fall on her face, I mean, literally, actually, in the last two Olympics before this one.
She did produce with three gold medals.
So. Absolutely has. But yeah, it is an interesting thing. And of course, in our country, if you don't win, then why even try in the first place?
Well, I still, my favorite is Elena Myers Taylor with
41 years old.
Yeah. Just an incredible story.
Still at it.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So it's interesting now that the feud between the mayor and the Baltimore City Inspector General Isabel Cumming continues to rage on. Fallout is growing over his decision to ban the city's Inspector General from accessing certain city records. And this is the first time in 8 years, according to the city Inspector General, that she's been denied, after subpoena, access to records. She got records that were heavily redacted. And make no mistake, this is not a coincidence that has to do with the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, or MONSEE, as you know. Mayor Scott, however, claims he's just complying with state law.
The state law is clear. The actions that we took comply with the state law.
Isabel Cumming says that she's just trying to follow the money, and the mayor is making that virtually impossible.
I am trying to follow the money.
Mayor fires back, well, we're giving you that opportunity, just not in this particular case. Look at the recent Artscape investigation.
What happened does not stop the Inspector General from doing her investigations. As you know very well, last week an investigation was revealed about Artscape.
Yeah, and so the mayor chose to share information with the Inspector General about Artscape, but not about MONSEE. Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor asked why.
Why give her the information when it comes to that instance, but not give her the information when she's looking for financial records within MONSEE?
Again, I know you guys like to convolute stuff. This is what you do, right? Two separate issues here. We cannot share that information. You know this is a law under the state of Maryland, period. We can't give out juveniles' names and financial information.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about juveniles. We're talking about Safe Streets workers, okay? And I would imagine the vast majority of them aren't juveniles because a lot of them have served time in adult prisons. All right. So this is that's just a false argument there. But then, as he does when he gets grilled, especially by women, female reporters, he lashes out.
So you're saying that she's had a juvenile.
We told you the truth, Rebecca. That's it. Anything else is not the truth. Next.
Yeah, next. Well, we'd like to get to the truth. We'd like to get the transparency here. Cummings wants lawmakers to add clarifying language to Maryland's Public Information Act, arguing the law should not be used to block inspectors general from enforcing local subpoenas. And that comes after the city denied her subpoena for records tied to spending with Monzi. Now, what's interesting, the mayor himself is looking to get access to some city records. He's now seeking to broaden his own office's access to sensitive juvenile records through legislation requested by the mayor's office. And the mayor also shut down Ivan Bates' access to records at the mayor's at Monzi. So we have the city state's attorney and the city's inspector general have both been refused access to Monzi. The question here is why. The $64,000 questions, what is Mayor Scott trying to hide with Monzi and Safe Streets and Sidestep? There's clearly something, because the whole way this thing was set up, they aren't city employees. They're run by LifeBridge and the Catholic Charities. The whole thing was a setup from the beginning to shield these employees, air quotes, from scrutiny. And now that we've got a city inspector general with a subpoena and the city state's attorney who wants information. By the way, Bates said he had actually had lunch in the mayor's office and he asked for the information. The mayor said he would get back to him. He's not heard a single word since. So what is Mayor Scott trying to hide? And why now does he want access to all this these juvenile records? It's a complete act of hypocrisy, number one. But number two, I think it's a power grab. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing gets resolved, if at all, by the Maryland General Assembly. 743, we're looking for a contestant for Choose Your Fake News right now. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now, and you get a chance to match wits with the panel. And right now with a traffic update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of Ernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, where a tent narrows now. It's foggy here, but ground level, not too bad, 50 at Y Mills. The camera is elevated there, so I can't even see the ground at that point, but I can look over here at the camera on 404, just east of that area at Conley Road, and through there, some heavy fog, but again, right at the ground level, it looks like we're dealing with it without any problems. There's a lot of fog, though, on the main span at the Bay Bridge. So all the lanes are open, 3 westbound, 2 eastbound. Definitely watch your speed through there. And then the morning backup show up now, of course, I-97 southbound at Route 32. Most of the Beltway is in gridlock at this point. Parkville side through Pikesville down the west side. And that police car still there with the dump truck on the inner loop before Wilkins Avenue. And they're still looking at that for the traffic coming up from the ramps at I-95. Both the tunnels still in the area, 20 to 25 minute delays. Nothing major so far this morning. JFX with the fog is going to be heavy from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle. We're going to get one more round, maybe a little cooler temperatures over the weekend. So let Bernie check everything out. Make sure you're running just fine. Stop in today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be cloudy, cooler today, mid-40s. Rain moves in later tonight, soaking rain overnight, and then drying out early on Friday, low 50s. Right now, 37 in Pasadena, 36 and partly cloudy in Stevensville. Time to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner of some WCBM merchandise. And our contestant today is Gary in Sparks. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
First.
All right. Bunch of firsts this week. Good luck to you. Behold the genius of liberalism. Like so many blue states, Vermont has decided to go green. They spent millions of dollars on electric buses. There's just one little problem. It turns out they don't work reliably in cold weather. So the buses have been parked during the winter months. Story 2, an Antifa cell of teachers uncovered in Portland, Oregon. 5 teachers at the William Bennett High School were found out to be members of Antifa and were involved in a plot to attack ICE agents in the Portland area, according to Portland authorities. And story number 3, the top flight legal team has dispatched the Department of Defense education activity to a teacher at school at Fort Bragg. They're asking him to be suspended. The teacher apparently dresses provocatively as a female, it's a male, so that children in kindergarten and pre-K are confused. The teacher wears a dog collar and animal tail in class, insists he's turning into a wolf and could eat children, insisting kids howl like wolves, and much, much more.
Oh, huff and puff.
Yeah. Story one. Vermont goes green and with disastrous results. Story two, Antifa cell found in Portland, Oregon high school. Or story three, a trans teacher demands kids take part in his wolf-like fantasies. All right, Gary, what are you thinking?
It's a tough one today. I think it's between two and three. I'm just going to go with three.
With three?
Yeah, I think it's all right. Really so far, but it could be true. You never know.
Gary goes with three. Kristen?
Yeah, they are all believable. So I guess I will say number three as well. That seems to be the worst to me, so I hope that's fake.
Chuck?
Sounds right. Three.
And Maggie?
And, of course, I'm going with the populace going. Number three.
All right. Everybody goes for number three today. Story number three, the trans teacher demanding kids take part in his wolf-like fantasies. That is, unfortunately, 100% true.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sad. This was a tough one.
Story two, Antifa. A cell found in Portland High School is our fake news story of the day. So sorry, Gary. Sorry,
one of the schools on the east side had no TIFA.
That's right. They were in Arkansas, I heard.
Summer TIFA. West Virginia. Some are there and some are not.
What was the old joke about the teeth in the front row? Never mind.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
I know, Joe. I know you know that one.
Should I be scared?
Yeah.
I'm going to tick everybody off. They won't listen.
Exactly. So discretion is the better part of valor.
It is?
Well, sometimes.
You're a gentleman.
All right. Who, what? Who came in?
Meeting is adjourned. It is?
All right, Chuck. Seeing a couple 7:49. It's 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, again, look, I just think that I'm shocked. Here's the deal. The feds under the U.S. Attorney's Office, they've investigated all sorts of corruption and crime all sorts of graft and bribery here in the state of Maryland, which has got a reputation, by the way. Remember Catherine Pugh? So you can't tell me with the Healthy Holly nonsense that there isn't something there with this Monzi Safe Streets and Sidestep programs. I'm sorry. I just, where there's smoke, there is fire. And so I don't know who's protecting Mayor B.S., who's being paid to look at. But under the Trump administration, you would think with some of these blue cities being run into the ground by Democrats like Baltimore and like the state of Maryland, that there would be some hint of looking into some of this stuff. I just think the whole thing, I think the Safe Streets, and especially Safe Streets, is really just nothing more than a get-out-the-vote effort for the incumbent mayor. And maybe who next? Maybe has designs on the governor's mansion as well. So we'll have to wait and see. 7:50 coming up next. Are we going to go to war with Iran? You're listening to Casey and Company.
The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. See Craig Conover from Bravo's hit show Southern Charm March 6th and 7th. Save on tickets at mthomeandgarden.com.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
This is Gil Kuda, Senior Vice President with Aegis Capital. On the Money is back on the air every Sunday afternoon at 5. We will discuss investment and financial topics important to individual investors. Listen in every Sunday afternoon at 5 for On the Money with Gil Kuda.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
All right, just got a text from Mackenzie, and we're going to be talking about the Poopgate problem and 287G, which we'll also tackle at the top of the hour. So Mackenzie will join us as we preview her in-depth report tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45, coming up in less than 45 minutes or so. And top of the hour, Maryland sheriffs are continuing to vow to cooperate with ICE. A little bit later on, we'll talk about the DGS head, the new one that placed Vinny Schiraldi, supporting the auto charging reform. And when do you hear the breakdown of the crimes that they want to charge juveniles as kids with? One includes crimes committed with machine guns. That won't be able to end well, that's for sure. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic is here once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on the inner loop that was at right before Wilkins Avenue, still there, the one vehicle still there, but now that backup is gone. So they're coming up the hill towards Frederick Road and Route 40 without any problems. Now we're looking at the slowing on 895, and that backup now has gone back in the last several minutes back towards Moravia Road. Not quite there, but definitely backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. And then 95 is backed up to the city-county line. So right now we're about 25 to 30-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. No big issues right now. There's just a lot of traffic trying to get through the area. And we'll continue with that slow traffic even into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And a very quick check there does show, let me just make sure we're fine. Yeah, all four lanes are still moving southbound on 95 at the Fort Mac. And two lanes are open on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy and cooler today. Highs in the low to mid-40s and rain expected tonight overnight. It's sunny right now, 37 in Glen Burnie, and it is 37 in Middle River. And all eyes are on the peace talks, the peace deal in Geneva between Iran and the United States. Reportedly, they're not going well. As the peace talks continue to fall apart, the big question everybody's asking is war coming in that part of the world? The president is trying to exhaust all diplomatic solutions before having to make a decision whether or not to strike in Iran. As you know, we've already struck Iran once before, severely impacting their nuclear facilities, but they've been quietly trying to rebuild and cover that from the rest of the world, and that's why they were trying to come to a deal. And now you look at the actions now and the rhetoric coming out of Iran, and that include from the senior IRGC advisor Mohammad Reza Naghdi, just declared that, quote, the United States is finished. It isn't capable of doing a damn thing even if it deploys 12 aircraft carriers. America's already drowning in frustration and global humiliation. End of quote. The Ayatollah also saying that the U.S. Navy will be hit so hard it won't be able to recover or get up. So this is typical rhetoric from the murderous mad mullahs. They like to talk a big game to save face in the Middle East, but sometimes they choose another path. Right now they've closed the Strait of Hormuz. And Iran is conducting military exercises with China and Russia. And something that would be interesting to see if the president puts even more sanctions on China and Russia for participating in what is the leading state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Most of everything coming out of the Middle East these days, all the problems, militarily, terrorist, the terrorist war on Israel, in these other states like Syria, Iran is funding a lot of this, and they are a huge problem. The Iranian regime's days are numbered, I believe. And the question is just how are they numbered? Overnight, there was more action by the U.S. military. We have now amassed this fleet, this armada in the Persian Gulf and elsewhere. And I do believe we're closer to some kind of military strike. The talks were an effort to prevent that bloodshed, and hopefully there's still time to do that, but they didn't go as we hoped. Iran must have realized that it's no longer negotiating with Obama and Kerry and Joe Biden. that they have a look. President Trump means what he says and says what he means. And we're now reporting that in Iran, there are reports of numerous explosions across the country today. Major explosion was reported in Parand, an area southwest of Tehran. This is reportedly where multiple military facilities are located. It won't be just an aerial strike, I don't think, like we saw with taking out. Remember, the stealth bombers went over there and took out the underground nuclear facilities. It won't be a, I don't believe it'll be like what we saw with Maduro in Venezuela. If I'm the Ayatollah at this point, I'm trying to negotiate an exit to Russia, and I'm trying to do it as fast as I can, because all hell is about to break loose in Iran. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean there's going to be a massive ground war? I don't believe so. I think President Trump is trying. He's keeping all of his options open. There's still an outside chance that the murder mullahs come to a realization they're about ready to be deposed and disintegrated unless they cut a deal. And that deal is going to have to be to our liking, because we have most of the Middle East, Saudis, the Israelis, and even Europe behind us on this one. They do not want these murderous mad mullahs with a vision of the return of the Mahdi, and that is, their savior, if you will, to bring about Armageddon. And they will, if they get their hands on a nuclear weapon. Those are the stakes. And I'm confident, and I'm glad we have this man in office today, President Trump, because he's a serious player. He knows how to negotiate. He knows how to squeeze every drop out of these negotiations. And if all fails, then he'll make, I believe, the right decision. But he is going to need your prayers and guidance, because this is a very difficult decision to make. He's also trying to resolve that peace conflict in Ukraine and Russia. I think that Zelensky, because he's not willing to give up any territory, he's going to watch as his country gets ransacked and run over by Russia. And President Trump is trying to avoid that as well. But I think the president is still mulling his options. I don't believe any of these other reports that he's already made up his mind and that we are going to strike. But it's becoming more and more likely that that is going to happen. So you can let us know what you think about that as well. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As the American military presence near Iran continues to grow, U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth will head to Nashville today to address the 2026 National Religious Broadcasters Conference. NRB attendee Lana Silk of the Transform Iran Ministry says the repressive regime in Iran is making things worse by cracking down on the growing number of Iranians who are seeking more access to the gospel.
And they will come up with ways to repress the voice of Christianity in the country. It's dangerous to be a Christian in Iran. It goes back to Jesus warning us that following him there is a cost, and we must pick up our cross to follow him. When Iranians even come to seek after Jesus before they've even chosen to commit to him, they know what it's going to cost them.
Silk adds that the Transform Iran Ministry has a three-phase approach to bringing Iranians to Jesus through evangelism, discipleship, and transformation, which is increasingly spreading access to the gospel within Iran. President Trump's Board of Peace will convene in Washington today for its very first meeting.
It's an early test of whether one of the marquee foreign policy initiatives can gain broad support or advance the shaky ceasefire agreement in the Gaza Strip. The president's ballooning ambitions for the board extend from governing and rebuilding Gaza as a futuristic metropolis to challenging the UN Security Council's role in solving conflicts. But they could be tempered by the realities on the ground in Gaza. That's where there has been so far limited progress in achieving even the more narrow aims of the ceasefire. Bob Agner reporting.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, he's Britain's former Prince Andrew, has been arrested in the UK on suspicion of misconduct in public office, has to do with his contacts with Jeffrey Epstein. Eight backcountry skiers have been found dead, one still missing, after that avalanche near Lake Tahoe in Northern California. The Dow futures are down 118 points. NASDAQ futures off 81. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at the BW Parkway in the fog at Route 100 and Arundel Mills through that area. Nothing major there. A little bit slow northbound side with the heavy traffic right at 197. So that looks to be the normal delay. Nothing really out of the ordinary there. But we'll be slow if you're coming up from Powder Mill Road and from 198 through that area. Northern Baltimore County, Newark just came in. Might have some injuries here at Mount Carmel Road, at Gunpowder Road. All your normal delays compounded with the fog and the very heavy traffic out there. You're stacked up most areas right now along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Our next weather maker is moving in later today. Otherwise, cloudy and cooler with temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Plan on rain by the late afternoon, early evening hours, and then soaking rain at times tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 38 degrees in Pikesville and 36 in Edgewood at 8:04 here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. WBFF reports that a Howard County man has been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of international parental kidnapping following a years-long custody dispute involving his minor son. Tashin Dakil Samo, 36, of Columbia, is accused of unlawfully removing and concealing his child overseas amid an ongoing divorce and custody battle, federal prosecutors announced. The indictment was announced Wednesday by U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland, Kelly O'Hays, alongside officials from the FBI's Baltimore Field Office, the U.S. Marshals Service, the Department of the Army Criminal Investigation Division, Washington Field Office, and Howard County Police. And White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is criticizing Maryland Governor Wes Moore for ending the state's 287G agreements with ICE, calling it despicable. On Tuesday, the governor signed two pieces of emergency legislation preventing state and local law enforcement from partnering with ICE. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 271. The pick four, 2790. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long.
Interesting comment yesterday from Ravens head coach Jesse Minter. He was answering the question, what were the attributes of Anthony Weaver that convinced Minter the former Ravens player would be the right choice as his defensive coordinator?
And so the leadership piece, the knowledge piece, we've ran similar schemes the last couple years where he's been at, where I've been at. He obviously came from here before. So there's so many great qualities of him knowing the surroundings, knowing what it means to be a Raven, knowing how we're trying to kind of rebrand that a little bit and make it a new age way to play like a Raven.
So that last comment, the rebranding of the Raven way, includes this fact. The last time the team had a new head coach and three new coordinators in the same season was when they moved here, year one of the franchise under Ted Marchibroda in 1996. Talk about going out on top. 2 weeks after winning the Super Bowl, Seahawks ownership began the process to sell the franchise. The last NFL franchise to be sold was the Redskins for $6.05 billion in 2023. They hadn't won a Super Bowl in 31 years. Sorry about that, Sean. Meanwhile, in Sarasota, the talk of spring in Birdland is none other than Pete Alonso. Long home runs to the gaps, constant chatter in the field, and a true leader in the clubhouse. Here's manager Craig Albernaz on how his first contact with the Orioles' first baseman went.
I'm just going to be me, and I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to rely on the players' feedback. I'm going to rely on the people around me. And Pete, right out of the chute, he was asking really great questions the whole time. So it was a great back and forth baseball conversation.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the U.S. and Canada on a crash course for gold. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us here on the show, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. It's been a busy morning, that's for sure. And that's because the Maryland General Insane Asylum is in session. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the Department of Juvenile Services, the new head, that would be Betsy Fox Tolentino. She's advocating a reform in the auto charging of juveniles. We'll get into that. But also, we'll take a look now at Mackenzie Frost is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour as we Poopgate is starting to heat up the war of words between the governor and the White House on who's responsible for tons of raw sewage being pumped into the Potomac. But our top story here in this hour is the Maryland sheriffs, at least the ones from the jurisdictions that had 287G agreements with the federal government, they're vowing to continue cooperation with ICE despite the 287G ban that was just passed by the Maryland General Insane Asylum and signed by Governor Tex and Spend More. And again, these sheriffs who previously had participated in the federal 287G program say they plan to keep working with ICE and in other ways, even after the governor signed a ban on formal agreements. That means you can't have a signed agreement between any law enforcement agency in the state of Maryland and the federal government. What you can have is an informal agreement. You know, sort of like, wink, wink, you know, I'll call you. Okay, let us know. But nothing exists on paper. So really, this was nothing more than virtue signaling by the progressive Marxists running the show to their base that demanded some kind of action with ICE. And Governor Tex and Spend More is trying to play it both ways. He's trying to say, we're going to end this because of the ICE's behavior and tactics, but at the same time, we're not going to be releasing criminal illegal aliens on the streets. Because, after all, public safety is job one. Here's some of the sheriffs, including Sheriff Gaylor, Sheriff Mike Lewis of Wicomico County.
Today, we're all willing to join that effort and that fight.
This is not going to stop what we do.
Yeah, it's not going to stop what they do. Sheriff Lewis is absolutely 100% right on that. They're going to continue doing what they do, and that is to enforce the laws of the state of Maryland to keep people safe. Gaylor says he's got plan B.
Should we go forward today still in partnership, even if it's not formal, even if the MOUs are banned? Harford County, that means we're going to provide ICE with the information on those people that we arrest so that they can file detainers.
Yeah. Detainers which keep people in custody. Dangerous people. Murderers, rapists, pedophiles, predators, kidnappers, drunk drivers. They will be kept in custody instead of being released on the streets, unleashed on the unsuspecting people of Maryland.
The governor made it clear in his letter that came out to us yesterday. He wants us to continue to collaborate with ICE. We just can't do it through a formal 287G agreement. This does not abolish ICE.
That's Sheriff Lewis of Wicomico County. No, it doesn't. It doesn't abolish ICE because the Democrats can't do that under the Supremacy Clause. The federal government gets the last word on that. So that would be crazy to think they could abolish ICE. They can't prevent ICE from enforcing immigration laws here in the state of Maryland. The only thing they can do is to pass this meaningless bill that says that you can't have a formal agreement. Well, we don't have formal agreements with the FBI and the DEA and the ATFE and all these other federal agencies, crime agencies, that that these local jurisdictions cooperate on a daily basis. And we don't have, see, again, it all comes down to the Holy Grail. And for Democrats, that is, they are hemorrhaging voters. They need illegal aliens in the state of Maryland someday to be registered, to be given amnesty, whatever, become citizens, registered to vote, and keep the Democrats in power here in the state of Maryland. Otherwise, people only start waking up to their insane policies. 8:13 traffic weather on the freeze, and once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Might be a new problem here on 795, looking at the camera, which is on the bridge at McDonough Road, and we're looking south towards the Beltway from there. And from that point, it's slow. There's a report of an accident right before the Beltway, and it's not going to take long. If it stays like this, it'll back up almost back to Owings Mills Boulevard. So in the fog, the traffic just kind of disappears off. We can see traffic coming on to the Beltway, so some lanes are getting by. But heads up on 795 as you're going south. The new wreck now, bottom end of the JFX, reported southbound near the ramp at St. Paul Street. Of course, we don't have any cameras that work on the JFX. We have speed cameras, but they make money. The regular traffic cameras do not, so they don't work between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. So heads up around St. Paul Street on the bottom end. Northern Baltimore County, there was a minor injury accident, Mount Carmel Road at Gunpowder Road up in the northwestern part of the county. Fog there as well. Beltway is pretty much jammed in most of the areas, and both the tunnels are still looking at delays as you're coming south from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today, low to mid-40s, rain moving in a little bit later on this evening. It'll turn into an all-night soaking rain before it dries out tomorrow, and will be in the low 50s. And right now, we're in pretty good shape. It is partly cloudy, 37 in Glen Burnie and 38 in the Baltimore City. And from the birthplace of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time for our America 250 celebration. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. On this date in history, it was 1807. Aaron Burr was arrested for treason. He would later be acquitted. 1878, Thomas Alva Edison patented the first gramophone. Edison also invented the incandescent light bulb and motion picture camera, would die in 1931. 1910, Typhoid Mary, her real name was Mary Mallon, freed from the first periods of forced isolation, goes on to cause several further outbreaks of typhoid in the New York area. It was also on this day in 1913, the first prize was inserted in a box of Cracker Jacks. 1942, security measure during World War II, the U.S. government, under FDR, began relocating Japanese Americans living in the coastal Pacific areas to internment camps in remote areas of several states. They were allowed to return to their homes in January of 1945. The Supreme Court would later rule this was an illegal act on the part of the Democrat president. 1945, U.S. Marines landed on the island of Iwo Jima, opening up one of the major battles in Pacific during World War II. We all know the Iwo Jima Memorial down in Washington. Significant victory, but a bloody one at that for the United States. 2005, U.S. Roman Catholic officials said they received nearly 1,100 charges of clergy sex abuse, most of that involving boys. And that's a look at what happened on this date in history. America 250, maybe the big Independence Day celebration. Hopefully the Pooptomac will be cleaned up by then. And it's all brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
And Marty has emailed into the show today saying that taking out the mullahs can end the war in Ukraine. Why? Because Iran has been supplying thousands of kamikaze drones, ballistic missiles, and ammunition to the Russians into Moscow. And the Russians have suffered greatly in troop numbers. And President Trump knows this. President Trump has this intel in front of him. And Iran is the state sponsor of terrorism. If he knows that Iran is supplying all these drones to Moscow, if you take out Iran and you cut off the drone supply, then that also might accelerate a peace deal between Ukraine and Moscow. What you have to be careful here is any kind. President Trump went through the first term without starting any foreign wars. And these forever wars we've always, you know, argued and lobbied against. And you don't want to do that here. But clearly, they're a bad actor. They're a state sponsor of terrorism. They have to be brought to heel one way or the other. And the president is trying to do that peacefully. And if that does not work, then I think he, you know, only other option is to use the military. So we'll see how that works out. It's 8:20. I want to mention that Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they do incredible work. They've been out to my home, done electrical work, and worked on my heat pump system and in the past. And I was having a really high bills last year, even before all this, these skyrocketing electric bills. They began opening up our BGE bills. And what I found was there was a switch that had pretty much got stuck on the outside of the on the actual heat pump unit itself and did not know it. And my usual $300 bills were $500-$600. So that thing got it fixed, and the bills were much better. Again, my system is about 23 years old. Everybody keeps telling me I need a new one. But I'm not going to – you know how much they are now? They're very, very expensive heating systems. So it's something you want to make sure you take care of the one you have. And the best way to do that, call Tim Kyle. They'll come out and do a maintenance check, schedule a maintenance visit for your heating system today. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online at timkylecompany.com.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
They have money for everything. They got money to fight wars. They got money for ballrooms, everything. But when it comes to supporting the American people, that's now when they're crying, well, we're
broke.
As you know, the White House says those sponsorships for the ballroom are separate from government money.
You're out of touch. I'm out of time.
Good news here in New York City Hospital. New York Langone Medical Center has ended transgender treatment program for children due to the current regulatory environment. Yeah. Not because it's wrong to mutilate children. Not because it's wrong to impose this. And we know that we're causing all sorts of future problems with these trans individuals, with these even the people that are detransitioning have told us this. They've told that they were just got some counseling and were able to work through it. They'd have been fine. Instead, they got mutilated. Sometimes by parents who don't know better. That were trusting the opinions of medical doctors. That should be brought up, I think, on charges. It's ridiculous. If you're 18 or older, you want to make those kinds of decisions. I would disagree with it, but that's your prerogative as an adult. But when you're underage, this is child abuse and should be treated as child abuse. And now we're watching a number per capita. There are more trans killings than anything else in this country today. We saw it up at the ice rink in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, by a trans individual, went into the ice rink, shot and killed his wife, shot and killed one of his sons. And if it wasn't for the heroic actions of a fan of the stands, he actually grabbed the gun, put his finger in the barrel. And that's when the trans individual grabbed another gun that he brought in and shot himself. So he was able to prevent any further carnage. But this is just wrong, and we need to get a grip on this. That we need to stop this altogether throughout the country. 823, traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Not sure if this is a broken down vehicle or a minor wreck. Inner loop, just after the ramp at the BW Parkway, there's a trooper there with his lights on, and the vehicle itself is on the right side in the painted out area. So not a big deal, but heads up for the trooper there. Beyond that, everybody else on the Beltway is still jammed up, coming down the west side from 795 through Pikesville, and the Parkville side has been really slow from 95 and Bel Air Road all the way over through the Towson ramps. All of that continues. JFX on the bottom end. Can't see it. No cameras there. Report of a minor wreck southbound JFX near the ramp at St. Paul Street. It looks like the ramp that was at the end of 795 southbound coming down to the Beltway may have cleared. The backup, which was back at McDonough Road, is gone. So it looks like we're making that roll onto the outer loop or the inner loop of the Beltway at 795 now with the lanes open. Of course, both the harbor tunnels still carrying all the heavy traffic south from the city-county line. New minor wreck at the ramp in Howard County at Route 100 westbound at the ramp at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today. Highs in the low to mid-40s. Rain moves in later today, turning soaking rain this evening and overnight, drying out early Friday. And the lows will be in the 50s. Right now, we're looking at 37 in Parkville, 37 in Severn. Coming up in 13 minutes, we'll go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost. One of the topics we are going to be discussing is the back-and-forth over the Poopgate, I'm calling, which is the obviously the Potomac Interceptor has been dumping raw sewage wastewater into the Potomac River since late January, okay, almost a month. And it is, I think, look, part of the problem is the D.C. Water is in charge of managing the actual pipeline that transports this sewage from Dulles Airport through Virginia, through Maryland, and down into D.C. For wastewater treatment before it is released. And a pipeline broke, and it is apparently there have been a couple of problems. One is that there were other signs of wear and tear on this pipe in the weeks and months prior, which should have been addressed, and they were not. That's on D.C. Water. Story two, almost the entire management of DC Water They're out there praising their diversity. I think there were a bunch of DEI hires at the top levels there, and we're seeing this now, whether it's through the FAA or whether it's through DC Water or whether it's through these other agencies. We should have only the best qualified. I don't care what color skin you are. I don't care which gender you are. Only the best qualified to run these kinds of infrastructure, utilities, and things of that nature should be getting these jobs. These are not patronage jobs. You don't give these jobs out like candy just because you like somebody or because they were a political donor. You're putting people at risk. That's number one. Number two, the federal government does have oversight over the regulatory oversight over the pipeline, as does Maryland, because the pipeline is here in the state of Maryland. So we now have this war of words going on between President Trump and Governor Moore. Governor Moore fired back just the other day.
I know this is breaking news to everyone, but the president is not telling the truth. Because what you're looking at with the Piedmont sewage project, that's not something that the federal government has had responsibility for the past year. It's not something that the federal government has had responsibility for the past decade. In fact, the federal government has had responsibility for that for the past century. And now we were actually some of the first folks to respond. Our Department of the Environment was already on the ground testing the water quality, making sure that our people were safe. You're absolutely right that last week we actually held a congressional briefing that we invited the EPA to, and the EPA declined. So, now that it is essentially 99% contained, I love the fact that the President of the United States is finally realizing that this was his job, and he hasn't been doing it for the past month. So I say, listen, we'd welcome you to help to address the remaining 1% that hasn't been complete while we've been doing your job. But if he really wants to focus on helping us, I would love to talk to him about Western Maryland and the fact that months ago we had historic flooding that they have turned down financial support for. Financial support that the people of Western Maryland earned and the people of Western Maryland need. So if the president really wants to be helpful, I would love for his support and assistance also to focus on our people in Allegheny County.
All right, so I don't know where he's getting his 99 and 1% figures from, because yesterday I saw a video by gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox. He was at the site where the pipe was still flowing, pouring thousands of gallons of raw sewage into the Potomac per minute. Thousands. So I don't know where he's getting that 99% figure, number one. Number two, the Stafford Act. Is basically it allows for local jurisdictions, the states or D.C., to request federal help to come in and in any kind of. First off, the president would declare a disaster. Then the states can request. We see this all the time. They can request disaster relief, disaster help, and then the president can assign agencies or funding or as he deems fit through FEMA and so on and so forth. But let's not forget. Who has shut down FEMA in the last 2 weeks? The Democrat Party. Chuck, you Schumer, Hakeem, the scheme. And because they're so ICE deranged, they've shut down partially the government. Therefore, the Coast Guard, the TSA, and yes, FEMA can't go to work. They can't go to work because the Democrats won't let them because they're ICE deranged. So that's the part, the quiet part, that Governor Moore isn't telling you about. We'll talk more about this coming up in a second with Mackenzie Frost. And still to come here on the program, we'll take a look at the auto charging reform for juveniles. You won't believe the crimes they think that juveniles should be charged as juveniles and not adults. It's just mind-blowing. But then again, it is the Democrat Party. 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 12 attorneys general in urging the U.S. Senate to reject the Save America Act. The coalition says it would upend election administration, impose new barriers to voter registration, and disenfranchise millions of eligible Americans. The Save Act would require voters to prove they're U.S. citizens to register to vote and present a valid photo ID before voters could cast a ballot. Brown and the coalition say the measure would disproportionately harm working-class Americans, rural voters, young people, and people whose legal names no longer match their birth certificates. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a report of a hate bias incident directed at a campaign volunteer for Councilman Pete Smith. The alleged incident in Crofton involved racist and threatening comments directed at the volunteer over the weekend. Earlier this week, Councilman Smith released a video on Facebook that included audio of the racial slurs and threats. Police say they take these kinds of incidents seriously, and they recognize the emotional trauma they inflict on victims, their families, and the community. City police are investigating a Wednesday shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 700 block of Washington Boulevard shortly after 7 p.m., and when they arrived, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. And Dunbar High School in Baltimore was placed on lockdown Wednesday after a report of a gun in the school. The lockdown was put in place at around 11:30 a.m. as Baltimore police, the sheriff's office, and school police conducted a search. No gun was found, and the lockdown was lifted at around 1 p.m. As a precaution, all after-school activities and a basketball game against Carver Votech were canceled. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Tea, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Do you know who has the keys to your home? Has it been years since you've had your locks changed? Do you know if anyone has duplicated your key without your knowledge? If you don't know the answer to any of these questions, contact Crestlock.com. Crestlock.com is locally family-owned since 1969. Crestlock.com is running a rekey special where you can get your locks rekeyed for a flat rate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800 or email rekey at Crestlock.com today.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Might be a late problem here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks like they're avoiding the right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and I would assume that it may just be a broken down vehicle. Nobody there yet, but it looks like we're getting over to a single lane in the right tube southbound. We already are backed up towards Eastern Avenue and Moravia Road. This is going to add to that. 895 is still pretty solid from before Pulaski Highway coming south, but now this is the new problem. Right lane of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and it looks like help is on the way now, coming down in the right lane going into the tunnel on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Our next weather maker is moving in later today. Otherwise, cloudy and cooler with temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Plan on rain by the late afternoon, early evening hours, and then soaking rain at times tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, you've heard of age discrimination when it comes to seniors looking for jobs. Yesterday in Owings Mills, Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle answered questions about his youth and his job.
Well, I started, this is going to be my 11th year coaching, and I've pretty much been younger than every guy in the room I've been in. I've always been too young for every job I've ever had. And what I've noticed is that, you know, it really doesn't matter. Knowledge is power. And if they feel like you can help them and they feel like you can help accelerate their career and our goals as a team, guys are willing to listen. Guys are willing to be taught and to grow and to work together. And
at 29 years of age, Doyle is the youngest OC in the league. Same age as his quarterback, by the way. Meanwhile, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver gushing about his defense yesterday.
I mean, we have talent, so much talent on this defense that as a coordinator,
here. Like, I can't help but get up here and just smile and be happy about it, because your options are limitless in what you want to do.
The fact remains, Weaver has to pull out of that defense the ability to play its best when it means the most. Grapefruit League game results don't mean anything, but this is an extremely important spring for the Orioles, trying to remove that stink from a year ago, which saw the Birds fall 26 games off the pace that they set back in 2023. Getting back there is the goal, but manager Craig Albanez says the playoffs are not enough.
Every team, every player, when they show up to spring training, the goal should be to win the World Series. If you're in that locker room and you don't feel that way, you shouldn't be in there. It doesn't matter what team you're on. The ultimate goal for every player to start the season is to win the World Series.
Next few days are seminal moments in U.S. hockey history. It begins at 1:10 p.m. this afternoon with the women going for the third gold medal in their history, taking on Canada. The U.S. women have been dominant in these Olympic Games, outscoring their opponents 31-1, including a 5-0 shutout of the Canadians in group play. Then tomorrow, the men's semis, USA and Slovakia, Canada and Finland. U.S. needing OT to get there yesterday.
Now Quinn Hughes. We played 3.5 minutes in overtime. Quinn Hughes shoots. He scores! He scores! Quinn Hughes in overtime wins it!
Kenny Albert had the call on NBC. The U.S. over Sweden 2-1 the final. And then Canada needing OT as well. Mitch Marner, the game winner, 8:44 left in OT. 4-3 the final over the Czech Republic. Happy heavenly birthday today to one of the greatest riders in thoroughbred racing history. Eddie Arcaro was born on this day, 1916. He went on to win the Triple Crown twice aboard Whirlaway and Citation. Passed away in 1997. Happy terrestrial birthday to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, the $50 million man, turned 67 today. NBA superstar Nikola Jokic is 31. And on this day in baseball history, we take you back to 1970. Detroit Tigers right-hander Danny McLean, who just 2 years earlier had won 31 games in the season of 1968, was suspended for 3 months for his role in backing an illegal bookmaking operation. McLean would eventually end up in prison. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashaw from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through 7 blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
To more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here with Casey and Company. It is time once again to go in-depth with Fox 45's government investigative reporter, Mackenzie Frost. 5:30 tonight on Fox 45. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean.
So the war of words continues to be waged between the governor and the president over what I'm calling Poopgate down on the Potomac. Kit, what's the latest?
Yeah, we are seeing this continue, right? And the governor says that the president needs to do his job, and the president says that the governor needs to ask politely for the president to step in and help.
Yeah, and so as I understand, the Stafford Act, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who is a Democrat, has asked the president to declare it a disaster and ask for federal help. To your knowledge, has the governor made that request yet?
From everything that I understand, no. Governor Moore has not done that. I know that the D.C. mayor did that last night. She made that formal request and is seeking 100% reimbursement. A pretty tricky issue in terms of responsibility, if you really look at it. I mean, the pipeline is a D.C. water pipeline, and the break itself is in Maryland, and the sewage is coming from Virginia, and it's going into the Potomac. So it does have a lot of, different jurisdictions at play. Ultimately, though, the governor of Maryland argues that this is the federal government's responsibility because it's on federal land, it's on National Park Service land, and the D.C. water entity is the one responsible, which is kind of like a weird quasi-partnership, something that Congress actually has authority over but has representatives from all three jurisdictions on. So it's kind of, it's muddy. It's a muddy situation.
Yeah, pardon the pun. this is, well, you're right about DC Water. They manage the whole thing. Where I think the confusion is coming in is, yes, it's about 5 miles upstream from the CNO Canal, which is under the supervision of the National Park Service. So Maryland does have some regulatory oversight. The federal government does have some regulatory oversight. And then there's DC Water. I'm just wondering, since this has been happening since January.
Yeah.
Why these three entities haven't gotten together and immediately, because we're talking about hundreds of millions of gallons of untreated sewage pouring into the Potomac River. Why? I'm especially surprised why, because people are so concerned about the Chesapeake Bay and tributaries. Where are they? Where are these environmental groups?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the overarching, really interesting part of all of this. I mean, this break happened exactly 1 month ago, January 19th, and it only just now is kind of starting to become this big national focus, and there's a lot of attention. Now, some environmental groups have been sounding the alarm, and they've been frustrated that there hasn't been enough warnings for the public and, you know, attention drawn to this issue. We're going to have a member of the Potomac River Keepers on the show later today to kind of talk about what's going on and the testing from DC Water for E. coli. The results posted originally were not quite accurate, and now they're kind of trying to figure that out. And the E. coli levels are just immensely high. I mean, hundreds of times higher than what the EPA recommends. And then the state of Maryland is frustrated with the EPA because they didn't participate in a briefing that took place last Friday. But I also think that it's a fair criticism to say, why were we just starting to have hearings on this last week when we know that this has been pouring hundreds of millions of raw sewage for a month?
I think that's a fair criticism. Act, and then you can have the hearings after the fact.
But make
some kind of effort to stop what's going on. They've come up with a bypass, D.C. Water, with the National Park Service. Let me ask you this. President Trump said on Air Force One earlier in the week that he doesn't think Governor Moore can fix anything. And there's a vague reference to DJS, DHS, ongoing issues with state agencies. It seems like he doesn't have any confidence in Governor Moore to address or tackle this problem.
Certainly. I mean, and, you know, the issue with the Key Bridge, the president always brings up the Key Bridge as well, which we've seen, you know, kind of the administration and the governor's office kind of spar over that. And, yeah, I mean, the president does seem to bring up the governor quite often. And, you know, with the Key Bridge reconstruction project, I think that there's always a looming concern that funding may not end up being there, even though Congress approved it. The governor has faced a lot of issues when it comes to state problems with, as you mentioned, the Department of Human Services, DJS, now this massive environmental crisis, really, that, you know, it's only going to get worse as the weather warms and the river thaws, and we're going to see this sewage continue to, you know, deep down and flow through. And the president even mentioned he's concerned, the press secretary mentioned that the president is concerned that D.C. is going to smell during the America 250 celebrations this summer.
Yeah, I heard from somebody this morning that just drove over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and said it stinks. More with Mackenzie Frost coming up in just a second on 287G and more. Get your other thoughts on that. Time for traffic weather on the threes, and here is Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the right tube and the right lane at the Fort McHenry Tunnel back open again. I just saw the wrecker pull the vehicle out of the tube southbound, so we're just now moving all four lanes again, but both the tunnels are still heavily backed up southbound from the city county line. Now 895 has decided to get into the act, and this is a broken down vehicle northbound on the Steel Bridge, which is commonly known as the K-Truss Bridge. As you're coming northbound, only the left-hand lane is open, and that's north on 895. We're now backed up beyond the ramp at Potee Street, so when you get there, you'll need to be in a single lane and stay to the left on the northbound side. That was a minor accident on the inner loop near the BW Parkway. Not a big deal there. Keep in mind, 20 minutes ago or so, we had a report of an accident on the bottom end of the JFX near the St. Paul Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today, mid-40s. Tonight, rain coming in overnight. Could be all night soaking rain, drying out early tomorrow, low 50s for the high tomorrow. It's 38 in the city and 38 in Glen Burnie. On our newsmaker hotline is Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost, going in-depth tonight at 5:30. And the first one of the topics, of course, is the ongoing issues with Poopgate between the governor and the president. The other is the 287G, and I got to give you credit, Mackenzie, for basically a great question of the leadership, of the Democrat leadership in the General Assembly the other day, when you got them to admit this doesn't, it just ends the formal agreements, and it really doesn't change much of anything with the local sheriffs and their 287G cooperation.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think that that really is the biggest thing to come out of this, is that essentially the only thing that this first bill and now law to come out of session does is end the formal MOUs. But in the end, at the end of the day, the governor was clear, leadership was clear, that there's really nothing the state can do to prevent local jurisdictions from working with the federal agencies in some capacities. And even the governor mentioned that, you know, he wants Maryland to work with federal agencies, especially when it comes to violent offenders. So, you know, I think a lot of critics would say that this is performative, if nothing else, to get headlines and to, you know, perhaps satisfy the base that they're doing something when it comes to ICE. But sheriffs have made it clear policy, they're going to implement policies at the local level to continue working with ICE in some capacity. And at the end of the day, there's nothing lawmakers can do to stop that.
Yeah. You were there yesterday when we were visited by the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, who met with the governor and with leadership behind closed doors and putting pressure on Senate President Bill Ferguson. And I know Ferguson put out a statement. Doesn't seem like he was amenable to what the leader was saying. But do you think there is going to be a floor vote at some point based on this pressure?
I do not believe so. I think that the Senate president is digging in and believes what he believes. And, you know, I asked him earlier this month, the first week of December, I asked the Senate president if, you know, why not just put this up on the floor for voting and put this issue to rest, right? Like, that's what everybody seems to be wanting. And he just, you know, said that this is not what his constituents and members' constituents want. He argues that there are some a few people who believe that this is important, but by and large, they believe that people want lawmakers to focus on cost of living and affordability, and this isn't something that really addresses that. And, you know, Bill Ferguson has argued time and time again, legal issues, political problems, and now we have the timeline. I mean, the filing deadline is next Tuesday, and if this were to go through, that would have to be changed, and there's just simply not enough time to get that done, he argues. And the high-pressure, you know, visit yesterday, high-profile visit, and the arm-twisting happening behind closed doors, I think could potentially backfire if this pressure campaign continues.
Yeah, and especially since I remember during the Hogan term, they did the same thing, and the primary got pushed back into July.
I remember that, too.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and that's something that Bill Ferguson brings up because of the court issues and the fact that the map as drawn right now, Bill Ferguson argues, would get struck down, and we would, you know, be in a protracted legal battle that could stretch on. And then there's the concern that the general election ballots wouldn't even be able to be printed and sent overseas in time.
So a final question here for you. I know you're not covering this tonight, but I do want to get your thoughts on it because you've been after Monzi and Safe Streets and Sidestep since for a long, long time. We're watching the mayor now with his battle with the Inspector General Isabel Cumming and refusing to turn over the Monzi records to her for her investigation. He's done the same thing with Ivan Bates. There's a pattern developing here. Why is he willing to share stuff about Artscape and not about Monzi?
That begs the question, right? I mean, I think that there's a lot of questions about what is in these documents that he doesn't want the Inspector General to see. And I think that only the mayor can answer that. But as you know, and your listeners know, we've been investigating Monzi for almost as long as I've been at Fox 45. And the silo of information that they keep is pretty tight. And if the Inspector General isn't able to get that information, I don't know who else will be.
Now, maybe the feds might be interested in it at some point. We'll see.
Yeah, definitely.
Tonight, 5:30 in-depth on Fox 45. Mackenzie, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, have a great one. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
I happen to see, by the way, this is being brought to you by Town Appliance for all your appliance needs right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills. I happen to see this video of this. It was just compelling yesterday. Some NYPD cops came across. There was a bald eagle that got stuck, stranded on a piece of ice in the Hudson River. The eagle had been injured. Its claw was bleeding. And this was on Tuesday morning, and it would have died. But the NYPD was able to rescue that eagle, and here's what it sounded like.
His claw's bleeding, too. It's all right, bro. It's all right. I think he's fine. I think we're good.
I don't want to put too tight. Just enough so he can't... All right.
Do you want to go up to the right?
All right, buddy.
We got you. Get me a little closer. I got something. Yep, we're good. Yep.
In he goes.
You know, it was amazing. You watch his video, and I would recommend you go see it and just put it in your search engine. I'm sure it'll come up. Bald eagle rescued by NYPD. It's all the eagle, and sometimes, the birds will thrash around and stuff, and they're afraid. They're scared when they're hurt like that. This eagle sat very calmly and allowed the NYPD to put a loop over its neck so they could pull it off the ice and get it into the boat, and just sat and did not resist or thrash out or anything. It's almost as if the eagle knew that the police officers were there to try to help it. An incredible video. You should check out the rescue there. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecast from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the three's last report of this foggy morning. And here with all the latest is Buddha Johnson.
A number of problems. A broken down vehicle, right lane, northbound 895 on the K-Trust Bridge. That's the steel bridge before you get to the toll plaza. That's in the right lane. The backup goes back beyond the Poteet Street ramp. Single lane when you're coming by that. Then after that, you're okay. Southbound 895 still backed up to Pulaski Highway. Some of that because we had a late problem in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That broken down vehicle has been gone for about 15 minutes now, but the backup still remains back towards Moravia Road. That's going to take a little while for all of that to clear out. And the Beltway with the fog and the heavy traffic still crawling in most of the areas, including the southwest side where we had the incident on the inner loop right after the ramp at the BW Parkway. They started looking at that, and at one point we had a backup, and there may have been another minor accident there. So right there at the parkway on the inner loop, some late slowing. Never did hear whether we cleared or not a wreck, and we have no way of seeing it. from the JFX southbound. The wreck earlier was at the ramp at St. Paul Street on the bottom end of the expressway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today, mid-40s for the high. Overnight soaking rain, tomorrow drying out, low 50s. We're keeping an eye on a system Sunday night into Monday morning that could bring some of that frozen stuff. I know Kim is really excited about that. Yeah. You know, have you considered trading in the boat for a snow machine?
Yeah. I'll get right on that, John. That has never crossed my mind. Never.
Never. Kim is coming up next. What's coming up on the show?
Well, I'm going to talk about my great day at the White House yesterday, which is a Black History event.
Grandma.
Cagola was
the
there.
The grandma.
Oh, yeah. The grandma.
She stole the show.
Felicia, I think her name is.
For Alicia? I can't remember her last name.
Yeah, she did. She did a great job, and everybody he called on stage, I thought, did a great job. And a lot of those women didn't even know he was going to call them up.
Right.
So they, I mean, that was off the cuff, just their passion.
And
so.
Then the Dr. Ben Carson news?
Oh, yes. Yep. So a lot of great things happening. We'll talk about that. Also, Governor Wes Moore's name came up a lot yesterday.
Gee, can't imagine why.
You know, I think the fact that he signed this 287G ban and the fact that it's going viral, I will say that by the time he does decide to run for the Oval Office, whether it's 2028, 2032, I think this is going to bite him in the butt. I really do. And there are many people pointing out, you've got Rachel Ward, you know, the same names that you talk about every day. Mm-hmm. And it's just like he does not care.
You're right about that. You go back to the 88 presidential race, Bush and Dukakis. And Michael Dukakis, who was governor of Massachusetts, had this furlough program where they were letting criminals out.
Okay.
And then they would go out to commit more crime. And so that that came back to bite him.
Yeah.
And it was Al Gore who brought that up initially. But the same kind of thing. If you're not rounding up criminal illegal aliens and keeping them off the streets of Maryland, I think it's a liability.
Oh, absolutely. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Tory Snow is going to join us at 10 o'clock for his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And then, of course, we've got some updates on the Nancy Guthrie case. Not going to get too far into it, but a little bit. Just in the hallway, Jonathan, the social media guru, I call mm-hmm. him, our marketing manager, he says, Kim, you know what? You should make Olivia give up her phone for Lent. Do 9-year-olds have phones? It never crossed my mind to give her a phone
at nine years old. And now there's a bill in Maryland right now where they're looking to ban cell phones again. It failed last year, but maybe this year I'll have a chance.
Yeah,
and in the schoolrooms and the schools that are banning the cell phone, by banning, they put them in a locker. They can't have them in class. They can have them if they need them at lunchtime or after school. They are seeing amazing results in those classrooms.
They're excelling. Which is common sense, honestly. But, yeah, we'll talk about all that more, Sean.
Coming up right after 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live, always an entertaining and informative show here on WCBM. The Maryland General Assembly is once again considering legislation to remove certain offenses from the list that automatically charges children as adults. And under current law, 14 to 15-year-olds are automatically charged as adults in Maryland for any crime punishable by a life sentence if committed by an adult. 16 and 17-year-olds are automatically charged as an adult for 33 offenses, and teenagers charged as adults can request a transfer to the juvenile court. The Youth Charging Reforming Act, which the new DGAS Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino supports, would eliminate automatic charging for 14 and 15-year-olds if the bill passes. Listen to this. 16 and 17-year-olds will no longer be automatically charged for abduction, kidnapping, robbery, attempted robbery, third-degree sex offenses, regulated firearm offenses, using a firearm in a drug crime, first-degree assault, and several offenses involving handguns and machine guns. Automatic charging would remain for 16 and 17-year-olds charged with first, second-degree murder, attempted rape, and so on and so forth. But here we go again. The pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien lobby that dominates the Maryland General Assembly is at it again. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, wants to sell your home. If you're in the market to sell your home with the spring coming up, we're talking about a month or so. Now would be the time to reach out to Vinny and his team and talk about the options that you might have, how your home should be staged, if it needs repair, and if you need to time the selling of your home to purchase a new home. He's got programs for everything, and he will bend over backwards to sell your home. And he's got that guarantee that once you agree on asking price and time frame, Vinny will, once you sign on the dotted line, you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. And all you have to do is make the call today. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or you can log on to VinnieSteele.com. That's VinnieSteele.com. All right, stay tuned. Kim Klasick coming up live next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.